government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I say it all the time. Everybody says it. But time is just blasting past us. It is flying past us. Weeks are like hours now in my life. And it's not just adults. You know, as we get older, the time seems to speed up. But it's young people are talking about experiencing it as well. The stock market has been up and down all morning. Back on Monday, of course, it rallied close to 1,000 points, and then since then has lost almost all of that. It's at 8,000, it's actually lost more than that, 8,424.11 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but it had lost as many as 400 points earlier in the day. It's risen back up to only be 153.80 points below its previous close yesterday. The NASDAQ is down 1,616. It's down to 1,616, down 11.95%. S&P is 890.78, down 17.06 points. So we will continue to watch that and track that as it develops. Coming up later in the radio show today, in 2 hours, in studio, we have former Travis County Sheriff Raymond Franks in studio with us. He was also a combat pilot, booking a record member of combat missions. He was also in the military investigative arm. And, of course, he was a Travis County Sheriff. And he's running again, and he is absolutely, totally anti-New World Order. Says he'll ban tasers in Travis County used by the sheriff's deputies. They're already heavily restricting them in a whole bunch of different police departments, right as they were proliferating, because so many deaths are associated with them. That should be an interesting discussion with former Travis County Sheriff Raymond Franks, who again is running for Travis County Sheriff. And this is not just a local Travis County issue for Central Texas, the seat of government here. It's an issue for what sheriffs could be nationwide and how they are an elective representative and guardian of the people and are above the mayors that reside in the counties and above anyone else in the county. They really are the most empowered type government official within the Constitution. I mean, they really do have martial law type powers, but only because it is vested in the sheriff because he is elected by the county and answers directly to the people. That's why the feds have moved to get rid of sheriffs in many states, to phase them out, merge them into the cities. The city is an incorporation, a private corporation. It is chartered under the state and under the county, which is chartered under the state. And so it is a creature of the state and the people's legislature. So we'll break some of that down today. You know, I just got an idea, Trey. Trey listening, my producer in the other room. Let's get, I know Raymond Franks is scheduled to be on with us for an hour in studio. We'll keep him longer if we can get Red Beckman on for 30 minutes into the next hour, into the fourth hour today, the 2 o'clock hour, to discuss the position of the sheriff. And there have been some sheriffs like Richard Mack and others that have, you know, said no to unconstitutional gun control and other instances. So it'll be a wider discussion about that today. That said, I'm going to come back and give you the latest economic news, and then I'm going to wade back into, probably not for the last time, Zeitgeist. I really think I was too nice to the maker of that, and I should have done even more research on it before I had him on. Because I did end up doing some more research last night, and I was blown away by what I found. I mean, blown away isn't even the word. This is very serious. We'll be talking about it.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to do something a little bit different today. I try this routinely and rarely succeed because I have so much news and information that I'll start covering one article and then it'll lead into 10 or 15 different subjects, and then 2-3 hours has gone by and we haven't taken your calls. I want to give everybody a chance to call in about the economy, about the election, about the ridiculous debate with only 19 days to go until the election. Do you think the electronic voting machines are going to cheat for McCain? Do you think the establishment is behind Obama? No doubting that, the media too. If he doesn't get elected for some strange reason, will there be riots in the country? What did you think of my discussion with the Zeitgeist fellow yesterday? We can discuss it all in this first hour. And then when I start the second hour, I'm going to get into Zeitgeist again. And why am I talking about this? Well, number one, when the film came out, well, here I'm about to cover it all right now, but no, I'm going to do it next hour. When the film came out, it made fun of Christians and, you know, was just really savage towards Christians, particularly not just religion in general, but religion in general. And a lot of my film footage, a lot of clips from my films were used in it. And I decided not to weigh in on it. I decided to leave it alone and to not attack the maker of it. And then I got attacked for my footage being in it by Christians who were establishment types, you know, good at judging. Because my footage was in there when I had no control over that. And then the new Zeitgeist came out. And Jason Burmess, who, you know, is not really a religious guy, called me up about 2 weeks ago, and he said, about 3 weeks ago, he said, have you seen this? He goes, oh my gosh, it's total New World Order. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, you got to see it. And because Jason really has studied the New World Order, he's studied their theosophic Luciferian religion. And he said, man, this is everything we've heard before. This is like high-level UN religion stuff. This is what the big guys are into. He says, you got to watch it. So a couple of days later, I saw a link to it on one of my comment pages on InfoWars. So I sat back and watched about 80% of it with the phones ringing and, you know, also taking care of business at night. I kind of halfway watched it, and I was like, man, I've heard all of this before from H.G. Wells and the Theosophic Society and from Masonic organizations. And I said, well, I'll just, you know, make a comment on it that I think the guy's nice and overall it has some good messages about the banking system and the 9/11, but this is kind of scary and maybe we should warn these guys that they may, you know, be going down a primrose path here. And then I did cover it. And then, boy, I got attacked about how I'm an idiot Texan and I'm a knuckle-dragging Christian. And folks, I mean, I'm not tooting my horn, but we don't just make films about things. We predict them before they happen. You know, I bring on experts, Nobel Prize winners, people from wide ranges of industry and society, and they're always amazed at my generalist knowledge. And that doesn't really come from being innately some type of genius. It comes from hard study and researching world systems. And I don't put on an affected, fake intellectual accent. I don't wear sandals and have dreadlocks. I'm not saying you're bad if you have sandals and dreadlocks. I'm just saying I don't put on airs. But I always love the pseudo-intellectuals who are just into talking like this. And then they attack me as just, you know, you piece of garbage Christian. You're a moron. You don't have any right to comment on this because you're an idiot because you're a Christian. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I'm not even judging you and saying you're a bad person because you're attacking Christianity. I'm just saying I see a lot of New World Order symbolism and Illuminati terminology here. In fact, it's dripping with it, both films. And I want to critique this and comment on it, and just saying I'm a moron because I'm a Christian. I mean, there have been Christians who have invented hundreds of thousands of famous inventions and technologies and, you know, systems. And I mean, to say because somebody's a Hindu or they're a Christian or they're a Muslim, they're automatically dumb or stupid is really asinine. And so the people that are supporting the parts of Zeitgeist 1 and 2 that I don't agree with, they never counter any of the evidence of the information we bring forward. They just say, look, you aren't allowed to comment because you are a religionist. You believe in, you know, something more than just what we limited, you know, perceive with our five senses. Well, then last night I decided to do a couple hours of research, and I have done a great disservice. I have been too nice about Zeitgeist. I did not. I mean, it didn't pass the smell test, but then I finally looked in the trash can and rumbled around in it, and I'm going to do some more, and it is pure Illuminati New World Order, 110%, and an attempt to co-opt the giant liberty movement that, like it or not, was started by Christians who shattered the left-right paradigm and saw the system and basically started this entire revolution that we see today because they had discernment and understanding. I don't mean the phony pulpit prostitutes of the New World Order people. So I was too nice, and I'm going to do several weeks of research on and off in between filmmaking, having a big event coming up next week, doing the radio shows, trying to finish up the radio and TV studios we're building. I'm going to do even more research, and I'm going to make like a 20-minute documentary for the web to deal with it. Because it has to be dealt with. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2 hours of research last night, I found out that the guy at the beginning and the end of the film alone was the world Christ of the Theosophic Society and Blavatsky and then her acolytes, and that he went around the world as the Christ, the universal Christ, for world government, and that this is the highest UN Luciferian capstone group. Now, maybe the maker of this doesn't know that, Peter Joseph, but I doubt that because there's pyramids, there's constant clips. In fact, let's just do part of this now, and then the rest is coming up next hour. Play that clip, the new Zeitgeist clip I sent you, John. Now, I mean, and the films are riddled with this. Now, this is what I'm saying. Listen to me, Zeitgeist acolytes, you know, Z-Day stormtroopers. Listen to me. The whole thing is religious. It is religious. They believe it's a reincarnation sun group, sun cult. These are Lucifer worshipers. I mean, this is incredible. Right in our face. So, and again, I hadn't really researched it. I just saw the new one and was like, man, this is some New World Order stuff, and then I was basically told, oh, you're not an intellectual, you can't even grasp it. So you're mindless if you believe in, quote, any religion, but the one true religion, which is what Albert Pike and Blavatsky and the rest of them put out. So let's go ahead and play this clip.
Morality, but the fact of the matter is, joy comes from that bliss of connectedness. That's our God spirit. That's that side of ourselves that really feels it. And you can feel it deep inside you. It's this amazing, wonderful feeling. And you know it when you get it. You don't get it from money. You get it from connection.
God spirit? So I knew that I watched the new one and went, woo, man, that stinks. But they mix in 9/11 truth, mix in the monetary fraud of the private Federal Reserve running its scam, and they blame that on free market. I was like, "Woo, man, that stinks." Hey, did you know that, you know, A, B, and C's really connected to what New World Order acolytes have always put out, and we've heard all this before, and withering away of the state and eradicating classes. And I said yesterday, what happens if somebody doesn't want to, you know, be part of this brave new world? And he said, well, they'll be reconditioned, re-educated. Yesterday, re-educated. Re-education, withering away of states, eradication of the class system, There's a comment about, you know, things that are bad and the family stuck in the middle of it. And then there's denials about all that. But listen, it's over. I demand the Zeitgeist worshipers tell me why the Blavatsky cult, Theosophic Society, Universal Christ. I demand to know how I'm bad because I believe in Jesus Christ, and then but I've got to. No religion exists. Nothing's real but your Christ. I mean, this is unbelievable. And I've got it all here in front of me. Alice Bailey, all of them. I mean, this is the official, the only religion the UN gave headquarters at the UN facilities worldwide. I mean, this is the Illuminati religion. And throughout it are religious comments. And they tell us, none of your religions are real. You're all stupid fools, unintellectual, for being in a religion. And then it's dripping with religion. Filled with religion. But again, I don't speak with a lisp or go, so I'm not allowed to have an opinion. I'm just some ancient, you know, old tradition, mindless Christian, you know, but just coldly, intellectually, scientifically, you go and look at who these people are and what they push, and the name of it, the Venus Project, which is the morning star, which is what Lucifer's called. All of it, every single bit of it. And I'm sorry, I stand against Z-Day. We have a very important radio show lined up in the third and fourth hour today. In studio, former Travis County Sheriff Raymond Franks, running for sheriff again on an anti-New World Order, pro-liberty platform. 30 minutes into the interview, the forefather, the grandfather of the Fully Informed Jury Association, much of what we know is the Liberty Patriot Movement today, doing it for 50-plus years. Red Beckman will spend 30 minutes with the proper role of the sheriff and juries and grand juries with the sheriff on air. And then coming up in the fourth hour, and I'm going to keep the sheriff for part of that as well, we're going to have Officer Jack McClam, the most decorated officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, cop of the year twice. He's going to come on and talk about that with Sheriff Frank in the second half of the interview, the last 30 minutes of the show, with Jack McClam. I'm going to get his take on the open calls for martial law, Congress being threatened with martial law, and the rest of it. You know, I already did 12, 14 minutes on Zeitgeist Addendum. Next hour, I'm going to spend a lot of time on it. In the next segment, I'm going to open the phones up about whatever you want to talk about at 1-800-259-9231. But just in closing on the Zeitgeist thing, before I properly cover it, coming up in the next hour, is Jiddu Krishnamurti. And he is the Christ of the Theosophic Society in the United Nations. Now we have Benjamin Krim for decades running around saying there's a new Christ, a Mahdi, a Buddha, depending, again, they're universal. They're a Mahdi to the Muslims, the Christ to the Christians. And they say this, and the Buddha to the Hindus, and they basically, their tradition is to go out, it's kind of copying the Tibetans, they'll just go out by some river or some mountain and just pick some child they claim has the aura, and it's really just the cults use this as their front to kind of bring him around like a sideshow to generally, you know, trendy intellectuals and people. If you read it, it's rocket scientists and engineers and, you know, that's who's involved in all of this, and United Nations people, and Maurice Strong, and Adolf Hitler. I mean, just a who's who. Henry Ford, it doesn't matter. I mean, they're into this. This is the elite religion, is theopathy, and Madame Blavatsky. And this is the Christ. He is the Lord. He was the coming one, and then he died in the 80s, and he's, you know, been reincarnated, supposedly going to save us all. I mean, reincarnation, universal Christ, all this stuff, and he starts Zeitgeist and ends it? And then there's Illuminati stuff throughout it. I'm already getting off into it. I mean, I'm sorry. If I see something and I know it's New World Order, just the first time I opened the box up, I went, I thought, well, I'll be friendly. They mean well. You know, it's anti-Federal Reserve, and they're talking about 9/11 being an inside job. But see, that's the, whether intentionally or not, that's the bait. And I should have countered this, you know, years ago when it first came out, and they had to admit they got it all wrong about Christians and the gods and had to change it. It was, quote, a mistake. You know, I guess we can believe it was an accident to get it all wrong. But I ignored all that. I said, you know, I'm not getting into these big fights with people. And then it grew and grew and grew. And then another one comes out, and clearly the addendum is the real film. That's the one. And God help us. And so I will have, if you'll come back on, I'll have Peter Joseph back on this week, next week, and sometime. But, I mean, it's going to be no more Mr. Nice Guy. I mean, I joked around and screwed around in that discussion yesterday and was just blown away by him, you know, talking about re-education and, you know, I'd have to be taken and conditioned and re-educated and withering away of the state. And that's what they did 100 years ago is they'd have these same intellectuals and they'd show little models of spaceships and super cities and Stalin did that. And I'm like, hey, man, I've heard all this before. No, you just can't even grasp it because you're a Christian and that has diseased your mind where you can't even grasp what's going on with the false precept of religion. Meanwhile, these guys are completely religious. But that's what the Theosophic Society says. They say every other religion is fake and false. We are the one true. And we are reincarnations and Lucifer's going to save us. Now, maybe Peter Joseph doesn't know all this. But, I mean, bottom line to all the atheists out there who've got on the board with the Zeitgeist thinking it's atheistic, it's not. It's inherently anti-Christian. And I've always noticed that the atheists, that's inherently what they are. That's inherently who they go after. Regardless of that, is it intellectually fair to sit there and belittle everyone who, because of family or whatever reasons, you know, culture has a particular religious system, to then be filled with your own New World Order religion? I mean, that's just unbelievable. So that's coming up in the next hour. I'm going to spend some time on that. And I'm going to try to get Jason Burmese online, too. He's just been freaking out over this. We'll be right back. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, I have directed and produced 20 documentary films. The latest is Fabled Enemies, the tales how the intelligence agencies ran the 9/11 attacks, how continuity of government was implemented on that day, how the attacks were carried out. It's just such an important film, available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Truth Rising details the persecution of the 9/11 truth movement, its incredible success, its diversity. Scores of top politicians from Barack Obama to John McCain to Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, on and on and on, being confronted about 9/11 truth. All these heavy hitters like Martin Sheen and the list goes on and on. People like George Carlin, people like the head of Democracy Now!, Amy Goodman, Michael Moore, Jesse Ventura. I mean, the list goes on. Willie Nelson, all of these incredibly prominent people who are speaking out and exposing the fact that 9/11 is an inside job. That's there. The police trying to set 9/11 truthers up, saying they have bombs. This needs to be seen. Truth Rising is so important, and unlike any other 9/11 film out there of the hundreds that have been made, and there are a lot of great ones. I'm just saying it's the story of a rebellion against tyranny, resistance to tyrants, and how effective it is. And it's very well done. Cinema Verite, no voiceover. Again, that is Truth Rising. The preeminent film in the overall New World Order system, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, all 3 hours of it. Terror Storm, the preeminent film overall on government-sponsored terror, the history of government-sponsored terror. These films will not be seen unless you get them, make copies of them, and give them to neighbors, friends, people in your community. And a lot of you have already done that. Intensify your effort. People are really ready to listen now. And Also, purchasing the videos makes this radio show possible. So, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. For the last few years, we've been warning you about the subprime mortgage situation and how the Bilderberg Group was going to implode that by design. They were then going to implode the credit card market, the business loan market, as well as car loan market. And Business Week came out a few days ago and did report the central banks are consolidating power and making huge profits right now, and that they actually like what's happening. And then they can have a political excuse to give themselves unlimited liquidity while they cut off funds to the rest of the economy so they can consolidate things. They have currency, we don't. A depression in the real economy, a huge infusion of fiat currency into the banking system, then they can buy up real assets before the currency is fully devaluated. And that is in Business Week. Yesterday, I just couldn't believe that they were telling the truth in there. Another story here from CNBC. Credit cards could become next trouble spot in crisis. Credit card delinquencies are likely to become the next flashpoint, and there's over $1 trillion in those. But the impact of the overall economy won't be as severe as the housing slump analysts believe. Yeah, right. As the economy worsens and unemployment rises, more Americans are having trouble paying off their credit cards and their balances. That has pushed up losses for credit card issuers, forced them to tighten standards, which puts a further squeeze on cash-strapped consumers. See, not only did the private banks loan out money to people that didn't have any credit, they then sold those debts as securitized AAA rated. Means the highest quality investment. So that's why they would send it to the teenager. That's why they'd send it to the person with no job. That's why once you're solvent, they don't send you as many credit cards. Because they get to get you into debt. They get to sell the securities into derivatives. They get to leverage that. And then they, quote, get bailed out. As the again, currency, liquidity, credit has been cut off to companies, individuals. And I couldn't believe it. I'm going to go to your calls in a moment. I couldn't believe it. I was watching CNBC this morning at about 9:30. For those that T-voted, I wish somebody put it on YouTube. And the host of the show kept saying over and over again for an hour. I don't know. I was jogging on the treadmill from 9:30 to about 9 to about 10:10 when I ran, took a shower, and drove to the office. I get ready before. I don't know why I get into details. It doesn't matter. The point is that he was saying over and over again, why was there a secret meeting Monday and Tuesday? Why are there no minutes? Why are hundreds of billions being given to banks? Why is this run only by Goldman Sachs? Why is it all being handed directly to themselves? Why is it completely secret? And as all three of his guests said, it's wonderful, it's good, we've got to keep it secret. I mean, just out in the open. Steve Watson has an article out documenting that it's already $5 trillion in the last year pumped into these financial institutions. $5 trillion in the United States and Europe alone. The bailout is 2 weeks old, and they've already pumped in over $1 trillion. It is not $700 billion. Conservatively, it's to be $5 trillion. A lot of publications say it's more like $10 trillion. Now, everybody's confused, and they're saying, is it depression or is it inflation? Because the economists tell you that you only get one or the other. Because of loss in demand, oil goes from $150 a barrel to $65 a barrel. From $150 a barrel to $65 a barrel. The real economy is shutting down. The real economy is stalling out like an airplane engine. You're flying at 1,000 feet and your engine stalls out. The propeller stops spinning. Black smoke starts boiling out from under it. But on top of that, they are hyperinflating the currency. So that as bad as the contraction in the economy, the recession, which is depressionary, you will have an overlay of not having jobs, not having an availability of cash and credit and physical symbols of money through the monetary fraud that is not free market. It's an engineered scam that's now gobbling the entire economy. You won't be able to get physical money like during the Great Depression, but everything will be inflated in cost because they're only giving the currency to the bankers. They're only giving it to the institutions who are sharing it with no one. So it is the worst possible economic scenario. All right, I'm done. I'm going to go to your calls for the next 30 minutes or so, then I'm going to get into Zeitgeist Addendum, which I've actually had time to analyze more, and it's far worse than I originally thought, and just my light criticisms and concerns have been responded to in a cult-like fashion, and now I know why, because you've got a lot of well-meaning people that are fooled by its altruistic pie-in-the-sky vision that so many people pushed in the past. Hitler, Mao, Stalin, you know, similar utopia visions with images of high-tech cities in the background, and something simple, easy silver bullet. And then you've got those in the inner sanctum of this that, well, it's like the 9/11 truth movement. There was an attempt to take it over by a UN Eurasia cult openly. You know, UFO is going to land and take us over, people, and then that failed. That's why I mainly backed We Are Change, because it was a split there in New York, and we got behind the folks that we knew were real activists and not steering us away from real issues and taking action. And you're going to have the same thing. I mean, you're going to have, I said on the day 9/11 happened, that they're going to engineer this like America carried out these attacks, the United States carried out these attacks, and blame it all on the United States. I said they're going to release torture photos, and they did, to blame it on the U.S., when the U.S. is a tool of the European banking elite. So we take the blame, so the idea of free market is destroyed and liberty is destroyed. So they can make the new global system based out of Europe, tied in with China and Russia, look like the good guys. But Tom hung up, who called to disagree. Tom, we put you to the head of the line. 1-800-259-9231. You were saying you disagreed with me about Zeitgeist Addendum. And I was just told about your call when we came out of the last break 10 minutes ago, and I put you to the head of the line, Tom. Did you not like what I was just saying about Zeitgeist? You don't want to come on and defend your ideas? I mean, what we've got is the UFO cult. What we've got is these new agers. There's nothing new about it. It's the occult. And I found out that some of the radio hosts and other people that are attacking me, they themselves are admitted occultists. And all they do is attack and bash Christians and try to make the New World Order a Christian conspiracy. Give me a break. And so I'm always learning more. And I'm finding out our movement is completely filled, here I'm trying to be nice and friendly, completely filled with the Theosophic Society, Luciferians, and higher Masonic orders. And they're coming in, and then we're all being friendly, going, well, okay, as long as you're fighting the New World Order, as long as you're talking about the Federal Reserve, and as long as you're talking about 9/11 being an inside job, we're not going to get in fights with you over religion. But meanwhile, they're always attacking us, saying we're bad. So get that straight. This is the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom line. Did Tom call back in? I want you to keep a line open. And again, how do we know he disagreed? We don't screen your calls. We ask your name, where you're calling from. You can make it up if you want. You can say Billy Bob from Timbuktu. But if you volunteer you disagree, you go to the head of the line. I want the line kept open for Tom, 1-800-259-9231. Hey, listen, there's no debating it. Zeitgeist intros and outros with the Theophic Society's World Christ, the leader of all religions, the Mahdi, the global solar Christ. So I'm sorry, you can't laugh at us like saying you're right, and that's what I've always found. 99% of the time, if they're at a high level, and a low level agnostics and atheists, I found, are generally decent people. They just don't know. They can't prove something, and so they're saying I don't believe it. But when you get to prominent atheists and people, it's always a vicious hatred of all the religions, and you find out they're into the occult. So really, it's their way, like Albert Pike said, of discrediting all other religions and systems to destroy it to build their new utopic morning star, Venus, Lucifer project system. Turns out the engineer they interview has the Venus Project, lives in Venus, Florida. I gave Trey his number. I want to try to see if that guy will come on. Now, come on, defend your ideas about this. And I'm not trying to get in a fight. I try to stay out of fights. But when I find out the theophic society, when I find out that the tip-top of the New World Order is coming in here and telling us what to do and telling us how to behave and telling us we're Christian cavemen and telling us to sit down and shut up, I got a problem. Did Tom call back in? 1-800-259-9231. You say you disagree about with me about Zeitgeist, Tom. Fred and Philly, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I've been paying careful attention. I'm angry at Mr. Joseph, and I want to seriously give you what I think about the film and the interview yesterday. I think that he has a theocratic goal. And unlike you, he is intolerant, and he has the habit of shouting down other people.
Well, he was making false charges and really vicious attacks and then going, oh, poor me, I did nothing. But listen, I'm the bad one here. I didn't do my homework, and I don't think Zeitgeist supporters have. That's why they don't show his name at the start of the film. They have, to the UN, the Christ, to Christians, the Antichrist. The declared global Messiah is who introduces the film.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had no idea. I mean, you know, well, I was there being nice, thinking, oh, well, I think you might be getting into some dangerous New World Order stuff and maybe not knowing. And that's why I kept saying the New World Order doesn't matter.
And it's not the issue.
And
the Raelians have the slogan, science is love. So it's similar to that. The Raelians, you know.
No, that's the thing. It's all the same. These groups, the Raelians, the Orangias, the UN, the Theosophic Society, they all, it is the same thing. I've seen it 100 times. And so I was saying, hey, you're mixing in New World Order stuff I've seen 100 times, you know, put out for 150 years by the originally the Fabian Socialist and H.G. Wells and others. And I said, you're putting out that. And he was like, you can't even comment. You're a close-minded Christian, Alex. There's no religion. Meanwhile, they are hardcore religion.
What does he expect people to do? To give up their right of conscience? I mean, you have to. If you want to believe something, it actually is part and parcel of who you are, because you have that ability to or not to believe something. He wants to get rid of that right of belief.
But that's what they always say in the French Revolution. The Jacobins did the same thing. They said, we're going to go to a 10-day work week. We're going to change the months to 10 months. And we're going to overturn everything. They always do that. But they're overturning it back to the old system. It's a counter-revolution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, judge a tree by its fruits. Since we became decadent in New World Order, we've lost all of our blessings. Before, we weren't perfect, but look at how nothing, you know, everything turned to gold we touched. Now everything turns to crap.
This is just incredible. I just couldn't believe the venom that he had, and the fact that it was full, what he was saying wasn't even logical, let alone.
But it's religious, John. Play that clip again. Play the new clip from today. This is from Zeitgeist. Now listen to this religion. Listen to the religious ecstasy, and he's saying the spirit. Here it is.
Morality, but the fact of the matter is, joy comes from that bliss of connectedness. That's our God spirit. That's that side of ourselves that really feels it. You can feel it deep inside you. It's this amazing, wonderful feeling. And you know it when you get it. You don't get it from money. You get it from connection.
And while that's being shown, a druidic rite symbol with the hands in a pyramid with the sun in it is on the screen.
Did he say God spirit or did he say God experience? I think I heard him say God experience.
Play it again.
Morality, but the fact of the matter is, joy comes from that bliss of connectedness. That's our God spirit. That's that side of ourselves that really feels it.
God spirit.
It's just amazing.
God spirit. Again, I told you, the Theophic Society always poses as anti-religionist, as everybody's a bunch of cavemen idiots. But then there it is, over and over again.
This is incredible.
And listen, I didn't do my homework. I mean, I'll be honest with you. In bits and pieces, took me a year to ever watch, you know, the original 3-hour Zeitgeist. I mean, I was like, oh well, you know, it's just some atheists who don't, you know, whatever. But then mixing 9/11 truth and the Federal Reserve into it, and then this new one. I mean, this is the grade A, you know, premium choice cutlet, New World Order. And then, oh, you're not allowed to comment on it. You're a stupid Christian. You know, you believe in religion. Meanwhile, it's pure religion. Thanks for the call. We'll come back and take more calls. Addendum, which I hate even giving attention now that I know just how serious it is, but it has to be countered, and the gate's open, we just have to do it. Tom in the UK, you disagree, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, my battery ran out before. I mentioned to John that I only had about 15 minutes of battery.
Well, I apologize then, go ahead.
No, that's all right. I haven't actually seen Zeitgeist Addendum yet, and I listened to a bit of your interview yesterday, but there was a part of it, and it was a fundamental point that you misunderstood. It was about what is the mother of invention, what is the mother of creativity, new advances, new ideas. The point that was being put to you, and I think is probably in the film, although I haven't seen it yet, is that it's not to do with any sort of monetary gain. Yeah, anyone who's had an invention, a real invention, something that involves inspiration or, you know, a creative idea, knows that, you know, it's completely ridiculous to think that that is because of some sort of monetary gain or gain of any sort of material sort.
Listen, these are insane arguments. I understand what you're saying. We have to have resources. Humans have always had to do some type of labor, and we're unhappy if we don't do something. There's certainly dehumanizing types of labor and dehumanizing systems, but Eli Whitney created his cotton gin to make money. And then he had his invention stolen, and then he finally made it by creating rifles that could be mass-produced that weren't made one at a time. And he invented that later led to Henry Ford and you know, mass-production assembly lines. So I actually know all about it. So, I mean, listen, maybe it is because I've got such a feeble mind. Hold on. Such a feeble mind that maybe it is going right over my head. And maybe religions are bad unless it's the global Christ. Maybe I'm not getting that either. You know, religions are all bad, and you're a bunch of cavemen idiots, but we love the global Christ. Explain to me what you're saying about someone who makes an invention doesn't want monetary gain. I don't understand that.
I'm not saying that, you know, after you've had your invention, so you might then think, oh, well, I can make some money out of this, but the invention is the inspiration that comes through you from what I would say from the divine, I would say. Or,
they're saying there is, you know, no divine unless you're not even.
No, they're not.
How could you guys watch this? You haven't even seen it.
I haven't seen it, but I listened to that.
It's New Age zombieism. It's unstoppable.
They were talking about a God spirit. You were saying that's religion. What I would suggest that the maker might counter to you is that talking about God is not the same as talking about religion.
No. He said on this show, no, that's not what he said. God Almighty. All this circular reasoning, it's unspeakable.
It's not circular.
Oh,
It's not circular. religion is not. So religion is this structured, man-made thing.
God, no, religion versus spirituality. Force. Religion versus spirituality. I understand. But what do you think religion springs from? It is a manifestation of man's spirituality, and then it becomes institutionalized. You're not what?
I'm not sure if religion springs necessarily from spirituality. Religion might well spring from an idea to co-opt.
I'm saying in its earlier roots, it does. Listen, man, I appreciate your call. It was really good talking to you. Why don't you go see it first?
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are into hour number two in the third and fourth hour today. We're going to have former Travis County Sheriff Raymond Franks running again for sheriff on an anti-New World Order pro-liberty platform. Red Beckman, 30 minutes in, father of the Fully Informed Jury Association. Joins us to talk about the importance of taking over our counties through our elected sheriffs, their proper role. And then Officer Jack McClam joins us to continue that discussion and all the national news about martial law, everything we talked about now unfolding. He'll be joining us today as well. Coming up in about 10 minutes, I'm going to get into my latest review of, I've done some more research on Zeitgeist Addendum. We just had a caller that illustrates everything I'm talking about. He hasn't even seen it. And he's saying, and I was pointing out last hour, that in Zeitgeist, it turns out that they're introducing the global Christ of the Theophic Society, introduces and ends the film. There's all sorts of religious statements. And that's what the highest Masonic orders through Albert Pike and others said, is that we're going to discredit. We're going to have the atheists and the Muslims and the Christians basically all kill each other, and we're going to discredit all religion and say we're atheist, and then we're going to bring in the one true worship of Lucifer. And then the very Theophic Society's global Christ is who they have in the movie. You cannot make this up. And then I say, how is it that no one else can have a spirituality, that none of that exists, calling that religion? That's what they're saying. None of it exists. It's all science. But then say, oh, but we can talk about our religious dogma and reincarnation, and that's okay. That is the New Age, through atheism, discrediting other religious systems, and it's very intellectually dishonest. It's off the charts, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I haven't even been paying attention to this film, and now I'm actually analyzing it, and it's off the charts, off the charts. And the reason this is important is that it is attempting, and I'm seeing this not just with it, but all at every front of 9/11 Truth, you name it, different tentacles of this, all basically saying the same thing, moving in to the alternative media, the Patriot Movement, the Awakening. We're for this world government. You know, I mean, we're against this bad world government, but we have our own loving world government, and you will be re-educated, by the way. Let's go to John in Wyoming. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hi.
Alex, I've got a comment and then a prediction. The comment is, if this guy thinks he's the world Christ, let him stand on a railroad track while a diesel locomotive is coming down the track, and we'll soon find out what he is.
But I'm being called a nut Christian because I have some spirituality, but they're saying no spirituality, nothing. But then they are saying, we have the Christ.
Well, let me make my prediction. I think the CFR is going to elect Barack Obama and then have him assassinated, because look what they've been doing for the past several months. They've been trying to equate him as the new black John F. Kennedy. They even had on NBC Nightly News the other night, they had some old recordings that Ben Bradley did with John F. Kennedy before he was elected president. So it's this little subtle inference that, oh, if you vote for Obama, you're voting for JFK. Then when they knock him off, they'll have, first of all, the excuse to impose full-blown martial law, and then they'll have the excuse to confiscate all the firearms. So what do you think?
I think you raised something that is a distinct possibility.
Because I think just as government can give you something, government can take away. Just as government can get someone elected, they can also knock them off. Because as you well know, the CFR knocked off Kennedy after he imposed Executive Order 11110 on June 4th, 1963, recalling all those fraudulent Federal Reserve notes and issuing debt-free United States notes. Well, they can't have that. So the bankers made darn sure that JFK didn't live to celebrate his accomplishment.
The only difference is Barack Obama is completely in league with the bankers, but we'll see what happens. Good point. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. I have decided in the next 50 minutes of this hour to get into Zeitgeist Addendum. I have now analyzed it more, looked into it a lot more deeply, Zeitgeist Addendum, and it is very, very serious, and I am going to be, in future broadcast, doing even more research and breaking it down. Why is this important? Because it's one of the most virally viewed films on the internet, probably second or third to Loose Change Second Edition, but definitely rivaling it. When it came out and was anti-religious period, but particularly against Christians a few years ago, the first Zeitgeist, I didn't get into a fight. I'm not here to argue with a bunch of different socialism and what the United Nations pushes, and we've seen all of the same things being said in Zeitgeist Addendum from the other different groups in the New World Order crowd. And he said, you need to watch it. You need to look into it. So a few days later, I one night watched almost all of it. I didn't watch all of it because the phone was ringing and things were going on that evening at my house, but I watched most of it. And I had the view of, well, it exposes the monetary fraudulent private banking system, and it exposes how they manipulate the economy to consolidate power. And it, does some good things, dealing with 9/11 being an inside job. But they had this, industrial scientist on there calling basically for this future utopia and a classless society and eradicating the classes and the state withering away. I mean, that's a quote. And I knew from the Theosophic Society, I knew from the eugenicist, later the transhumanist, I knew from H.G. Wells and Bertrand Russell and countless others that at the highest levels of the New World Order, at the United Nations, at Greenpeace, Mikhail Gorbachev, that this has been what they've been pushing for 150 years. But now it was being mixed in with a supposed anti-New World Order view. But then I had the creator on of Zeitgeist 1 and 2, and I was bringing up the fact that the New World Order had called for similar things, and he would poo-poo that, despite the fact it's historical. And I would play him clips of H.G. Wells' film, Things to Come, which was saying similar things, almost identical things. A book written almost 100 years ago, made into a film 80 years ago, 80 or so years ago. And then I noticed how people on the message board at Infowars.com commenting on the stories who were against me for questioning it were basically saying, you're just a dumb Christian, so you're not allowed to pretty much even have an opinion. But they weren't countering any of the issues I brought up, and I have made clear that I'm just analyzing this in a secular fashion. I'm just looking at it historically and where we've heard all these same things before. Well, last night I went and rewatched part of it, and they didn't say what his name was, so I did more research to find out who he was, because I'd been sure I'd seen him before and seen photos of him before. And it turned out that I had. Now, remember, Zeitgeist is saying basically anything religious, anything spiritual. You know, any of these mainline religions. That anybody who believes any of that is basically culturally and mentally tainted now in their whole worldview. And atheists and agnostics are the main people pushing this film. And then I noticed, amongst many things in the documentary, was Jiddu Krishnamurti, who was born in 1895 and died in 1986, and he was discovered by the leader of the Theosophic Society, the heir of Madame Blavatsky, who, of course, was Hitler's main spiritual leader. And I'd read a couple of her books, and I had remembered reading what the Theosophic Society said in the 20s. And I knew that from the 20s, or even earlier, right through into the 70s and 80s, they were saying that Jiddu Krishnamurti was the universal Christ. To Christians, he would be Jesus Christ. To the Hindus and people, he would be an Eastern leader. To different sects, he would be Buddha to one, Krishna to another. Which, of course, Buddha is just, I guess, the prophet of Krishna. And I was just completely blown away by this being hidden in plain view in the introduction and the ending of the film. And then I remembered and was able to find the clips last night. This is only in a few hours of research. Clips in Zeitgeist where they talk about the God spirit in all of us. Now, yesterday, with the creator of the film, I was saying, well, you know, spirituality is an expression of people knowing there's something bigger, that our eyes and ears and smell and taste and touch only picks up a very narrow spectrum of reality. The mathematics shows all these other dimensions. The beginning of science, which you're saying is a scientific system, which is what the Theosophic Society says. But they say it's reincarnation and also spiritual. I was saying that, you know, how can you just say anybody who's basically spiritual or religious, which grows out of that, you know, is backwards and stupid? And then, just in a cursory inspection, it is religious. And that's exactly what Albert Pike and Manly P. Hall, you know, all of these top Masons in the last 150 years, that's exactly what they said they would do. They would go out and discredit Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, you know, all of these religions, and that they would then replace it with the God-man, you know, Christ/Lucifer consciousness in an integration with technology and science. We've posted some news articles and stories that have broken this down that I ran into last night up on Infowars.com. And then just from a monetary perspective, we have G. Edward Griffin with a review of that, and he's coming up to comment on Zeitgeist addendum later in the hour. And so I asked the atheists and agnostics this: how is it that because I'm a Christian, am not even allowed to comment? I am just immediately, you don't even have standing. And, you know, we're basically a bunch of knuckle-dragging buffoons. But then we have the Theosophic Society's Christ, their leader, which Christians would say was the Antichrist. What do they say? He's a world leader, world religious leader, who will be the Mahdi or the Messiah, the Christ to every religion. And that's exactly what they say he is. And Barbara Marx Hubbard and all of them. And they took him around the world. And now Benjamin Krim, you know, for 20 years says he has a new Messiah. And it's the same thing, somebody they picked out of the East. So it's the same thing over and over again. So I thought I would first play this clip from Zeitgeist where they're talking about the God spirit. Spirits. See, that's exactly what the Illuminati religion is. Everything else is discredited, and then they rise up, and they always package it as science. Here it is.
Reality, but the fact of the matter is, joy comes from that bliss of connectedness. That's our God spirit. That's that side of ourselves that really feels it. You can feel it deep inside you. It's this amazing, wonderful feeling. And you know it when you get it. You don't get it from money. You get it from connection.
Okay, God's spirit. And that's a separate individual talking in the film. And then there is this Jiddu Krishnamurti. Let's go ahead and play some of him from the introduction of the new film. Here it is.
We were saying how very important it is to bring about in the human mind the radical revolution. The crisis is a crisis in consciousness, a crisis that cannot anymore accept the old norms, the old patterns, the ancient traditions. And considering what the world is now, with all their misery, conflict, destructive brutality.
All right, it goes on and on. On and on. The point is that we must destroy all the old and bring in the new. And this is the Christ, Jiddu Krishnamurti. So, because I believe there's more than just what we see in the spectrum. I'm a kook, I'm a nut, I'm an idiot, I'm a fool. So, see, it's doublethink. But then, we introduce our film with the Mahdi, with the Christ, with the Buddha. Just absolutely incredible. Absolutely amazing. Stay with us. All right, we're back live. Finishing up. Then I'm going to bring Jason Burnmus and G. Edward Griffin on to comment on this.
Listen to the radio.
From different angles. I haven't really paid attention to Zeitgeist. And I saw people fighting on the internet, fighting on the web, a lot of Zeitgeist people attacking myself. And I just thought, oh, well, they're just atheists who... I mean, I just cover the political information, the markets, the news. And I saw them criticizing me, and I'm like, this isn't even a religious show. But the mere fact that I say on air I am a Christian angers them. And if they're disconnected, you know, from religion and spirituality, well, why do they even care? When I'm not even really making that a big part of the show. And then I noticed with Bohemian Grove, I had all these leftist groups in Monterio in California get real mad at me when I went in and filmed The Ritual. World leaders engaging in a black magic ceremony, which is now international news and admitted it goes on. Back at the time, then people were even trying to deny that it was real footage. But the Grove has commented and said, no, it's real. Then we sent Ed Homan out to California the year after, and there were all the major local peace groups by name, and that's all in The Order of Death, my second film on Bohemian Grove. About 300 of them out there with the local activist leaders, with a witch's pot, believing that they were firing Harry Potter power beams out of their fingers into the Grove to stop their ritual. And then I talked to a lot of them privately, and I called them up, and I'd say, well, come on the show and talk about that. No, we're not. You make our religion of the earth look bad. So what if they're in there doing that? You need to make it about their monetary system. And by the way, there's a good New World Order, not just a bad one. That's what you limitedly don't see. You're a Christian, aren't you? And I'm like, well, I didn't even make that film from a Christian perspective. I just went and covered it. I mean, it's weird with all these mainline Republican leaders with gay porn stars and getting drunk and doing rituals. And they're like, oh, you Christians, you're what's holding everything back. No, I'm not coming on your show. These were the prominent peace leaders who we showed up, and boy, they didn't like it. Some of them got up from the ritual and left on the road with state police all around them in black uniforms, riot police, doing rituals with a witch's pot. Now, see, they were acting, the very people on that video were putting out in the local newspapers and on their websites. We covered it at the time, we cover it in the film, that I'm a nut and that they're atheist and I'm crazy believing in religion. That isn't it, folks. See, I am secularly, as a reporter, reporting on it, and they said over and over again, do not show the ritual. I remember calling some of the activist groups after I snuck in. I said, hey, I want some of your photos of yours past, of your protest and things. No, we're not giving you anything, you Christian. And I'm like, well, I didn't even tell you I was a Christian. How do you know? Well, we know. Don't you worry. And I was like, we're atheists. We think you're backwards and stupid. Then I show up, and they're witches and warlocks. That's the same thing. Oh, you backwards Christians. You can't even comment. You can't even grasp, you know, a resource-based economy and a global system. And we're going to have to re-educate some people, and we're going to have to eradicate certain things. And you know, I don't know if you'll be able to own a gun, Alex. And I'm like, well, I have some reasons to be against that. You can't even grasp what I'm saying. Well, that's very insulting. And I know that a lot of fake intellectuals are into saying you can't grasp, but no, I grasp it fully. I hadn't even looked into you, and now I'm going to shine a magnifying glass down your throat. I'm going to snake something down your gizzard, and we're going to inspect you from head to toe. From tail to hoof, we are going to look at every bit of it. Because let me tell you something, I scratch the surface and pus just starts squirting out. So, to all you atheists that have been sucked in by the Theosophic Society, you better go read the Theosophic Society. You better go find out about Alice Bailey. You better find out about Madame Blavatsky. You better find out about Lucifer Trust there in New York at the UN building. And you need to discover that right now. You know, I've been neutral with all these groups and even had some of them on the show, you know, quote, anti-New World Order groups who are always, for some reason, anti-Christian. And then I get around them in person in Austin and they say, by the way, I'm part of the Theophic Society and the Order of the Golden Dawn and Aleister Crowley wasn't a bad guy. So they're all out there. I mean, every time. And I mean, in this film, they're talking about the God Spirit. They've got the Theophic Society's Christ they took around the world is introducing and ending it. And the atheists are going to double think because they've been trained. They're going to go, well, that's all right, or no, that doesn't exist. Or they'll say, you're crazy saying a devil exists. You know, and evil being my invention. I'm saying intellectually. I'm saying from a secular view, without God. They're just looking at people's beliefs like we're studying a group of aborigines. I'm saying these people are saying all other religions are fake and religions don't exist and spirituality doesn't exist, but then their film is filled with it and it happens to be the same religion of Adolf Alois Hitler. We'll be right back. And Ted Turner, for that matter. There is massive news unfolding on the stock market, the police state front, so much going on. The reason I have been spending quite a bit of time the last few days, yesterday and today, on Zeitgeist, it isn't about just Zeitgeist. It's about everywhere I look, there are New Age occultists. And I'm not talking about everybody that's into alternative stuff. I mean the leaders of this. Everywhere. Moving into every position you can imagine, attacking Christians, saying there's going to be a good New World Order, saying there's going to be a good World Socialist Order, saying we're not going to need our guns, we're not going to need classes, we're going to be re-educated. And I've seen it and heard it all before from the Theosophic Society, the roundtable groups, the Fabian Socialist, the Marxist-Leninist, the Maoist. I mean, it is the same thing. And they make the new God technology and imply that everybody else are troglodytes who are against technology, that we're all these backwards people. And then we just intellectually say, well, let's cut religion out of it. You know, what you're calling for is a type of religion. And look, you've got all these religious trappings, and, you know, your leaders are these world Christ and you know, all these occultists. And they're like, no, shut up. You're a Christian. You know, you can't even comment on that. You can't even grasp it. And so that's the point that I'm raising here. And I challenge everybody to go research the Theosophic Society, an encyclopedia, and to find out what they believe and what they push. It is the worship of Lucifer. You can read the books written by the founder of it. This is what Hitler followed. And today, what most of your world leaders are adherents to. Tony Blair is an adherent. That's been in the news. Ted Turner's an adherent. Mikhail Gorbachev's involved with all these groups. I mean, this is it. They have an official office at the UN and on Wall Street. And I want to be clear. I've done a bad thing in all this. I ignored Zeitgeist attacking Christians and being wrong about it and having to admit they were wrong about the history they put out and having to change it and saying, whatever, I'm not getting involved in that. At least they're exposing 9/11 as an inside job. But what that was is building up their cred, moving into things. And then intellectually being dishonest and saying, oh, you're just a bunch of religious nuts, you can't comment. We're like, we're not even, why do you keep bringing up Christianity when I'm saying that, a stateless state, but these communities and all this high-tech stuff, all this blather that we've heard over and over again. And then saying the New World Order is a joke, it's falling apart, it doesn't know what it's doing, moving towards this stateless state through world socialism. I mean, it's the same intellectual crap that is false. It's fraudulent. There's nothing substantive. It's not even real. It's actually what kind of low-grade morons buy into. And it's very effective with a dumbed-down, Kool-Aid-drinking mass that's finally figured out the government's evil and lying to them. I mean, to say that the private banking cartel is free market when it's a monopoly, totally fraudulent, completely criminal, that's seeking to create a world monopoly and wants socialism and funds socialism to hamstring families, to break down individual sovereignty and security, to create a stateless state for the population, where we have no positions, but the elite are above us as the technocrats. And I challenge you to go read The Externalization of the Hierarchy by Alice Bailey and the Lucifer Trust, and to read it, and it's almost word for word what is being said in large sections of Zeitgeist Addendum. Very, very serious. And then, let's bring up Jason Burmes, because we don't have a lot of time. We're about to have G. Edward Griffin on, just to comment on this from a monetary angle. And you can read up on Infowars.com his article about it. He said, look, I didn't want to wade into this at first, but it was very troubling, very upsetting. I'd seen this so many times before. Now it's been repackaged and claiming that it's, anti-New World Order while calling for global governance and then saying we're not even allowed to comment, that we're just mere mortals. But you have to comment on it because it's so serious. So then I just started investigating it, and here's the key, and found out that the global Christ, Jiddu Krishnamurti, who the Theophic Society pushed as the world Christ, is all over this film and is the beginning and the end of the film, and they have all these other religious clips about the God Spirit. Now again, that is all of it is exactly what we get from the highest levels Illuminati religion. Man merging with machine, a utopia society, basically eradicating the other, fraudulent religions that will just wither away like the state. But it's always bloody getting it. But then they always claim at the onset, oh, no, it's not going to be bloody. There will be some re-education, though. And then it's the exact same Theosophic society. It's the exact same people. It's the same thing. And then they say, oh, no, it's not. I challenge you out there who are Zeitgeist acolytes, followers now, to please go look at this and say, how is all these other religions wrong? And there's no such thing as religion or spirituality, but then the thing's filled with religious connotations and Illuminati buzzwords and the Illuminati Christ, who they said was the Christ. Jason Burmes, welcome to the airwaves for your comments on this.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. I came across the day after it came out. I downloaded it off the internet, and I sat down and I watched it, and I was very impressed with the editing quality in the first hour covering the Federal Reserve banking cartel. It only got a few minor things wrong, which G. Edward Griffin goes into in his article. But then when it really transcended into this utopian-type society that is just, short of a, glorified version of Brave New World or 1984... I was very troubled by it. Like you said, it's unbelievable. I mean, he uses a lot of truth. For instance, those technologies that are in the film, they do exist. But why would our global masters ever give us free access to them decentralizing their control. There's never really a solution given to that other than stop banking with them and stop joining the military.
Listen, here's the bottom line, Burmis, and this is the point I forgot to make. I'll make it before I forget and then have you carry on. Continue. That's the issue, is that he kept saying the global government's a bunch of idiots, they're falling apart, they're failing, they're nothing. You know, global government isn't even the issue. We're going to have a good global governance. And then I say, well, that's going to take enforcers and systems. Oh, no, it's not. No, it's not. You know, it's just going to happen. And I go, but you're repeating all the stuff I've heard before. And he would just sigh and basically say that, you know, that wasn't the case, even though it was all the key Marxist-Leninist, you know, New World Order buzzwords, which comes out of this whole theosophic system. It's only one brand of it. And, you know, that was really the key to all of this, is the New World Order says they're setting up this utopia. It's identical. The UN says they're setting up what he's saying, and he's acting like they've just now invented it, and this engineer they're talking to has just now invented it, when this is the New World Order religion. Repackaged as if it's anti New World Order, when there's no discussion about, he's like, you're dealing with all these little problems. And I'm like, no, we're fighting the fight. We're holding back the tide. It was all this disdainful Moses on the mountain, you know, laughing at all the other religions when they are so highly religious. And they'll say, they're saying they're not even spiritual. They're saying it doesn't exist. It's science religion. But then that's what they're pushing, bringing forward the Christ of the UN official religion of the Theosophic Society. So, I mean, it's just so incredible to have it hanging right out there on the edge, and we're not even recognizing it when it's the elephant hidden right in the room, Jason Burmis. I mean, the New World Order is claiming they're going to set up with this world socialist state what they are, again, in this film pushing. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you hear the words one world, one consciousness, well, that means that everybody's going to speak the same language. We're going to be under the same set of rules. It looks like we're all going to be wearing the same clothes according to this utopia. I mean, what is this? I mean, is this the humanity that you want to bring your children up in? It certainly isn't what I want, and it is what these globalists want. However, he fails to recognize that when they want to bring this in, well, they want to cut the population down by about 80%.
Oh, no, their film talks about how there is overpopulation.
Yeah, it does, but again, it doesn't address.
Look, this is a classic introduction. They come in with all the anti-New World Order movement stuff, but which had been, you know, basically created, generated the resistance by real Christians at its core. It comes in, assaults them to get the atheists behind it, and then brings it into religion in the next one, doing a double think game, saying this isn't religion.
Yeah, and one of the things that I don't think you've touched upon enough is the fact that this is very earth-based. I mean, he really talks about
which is what the theosophic. There's so many points. The Theosophic Society says the Earth's load in harmony with the Earth, because the Theosophics say we're worshiping the Earth spirit. Exactly, it's the same thing.
And then you find out, you know, these high-level supposed Christian conservatives are really into the occult and pagan earth worship. And if you watch that first Zeitgeist film, you know, the first part of that film is all about sun worship. Well, again, he fails to tell people that the people at the very, very top are into these type of ceremonies. You know, they're into this paganism, this sun worship.
But he does tell us. He does tell us in this clip. Play that first new clip from the day where the person makes a pyramid with their two hands together, and it shows sun in it, while this person is in religious ecstasy. So again, all these religions are wrong, but we have a new one. It's not new. Here it is.
Morality, but the fact of the matter is, joy comes from that bliss of connectedness. That's our God spirit. That's that side of ourselves that really feels it. And you can feel it deep inside you. It's this amazing, wonderful feeling. And you know it when you get it. You don't get it from money. You get it from connection.
So there you have the God spirit in all of us. And then if you say so, I'm going to get him back on. I go, what is this about a God spirit? And he'll just say, you're a Christian. You can't even grasp it. It's science. Oh, man, we're in a lot of trouble.
Well, I agree with you, Alex. And, you know, thankfully, I haven't really seen this at the top of the video charts. Obviously, there's a buzz around it. I just hope that a lot of newcomers to the movement don't look at this and take this for what we believe as a movement, because this is really unrealistic socialist garbage that's been pushed, like you said.
Well,
for
I don't want to get into
years.
Exactly. I don't want to get into what happened to 9/11 Truth in New York, but the main people in that, especially a Urangia official UN UFO cult, And they openly, you know, wanted, it was basically tying down the real investigation, and so things split off with We Are Change. But everywhere I look, these people are all around us now. They are moving in to take over this movement.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously the mores of the culture have differentiated for the past 20 years and gotten more and more and more extreme, and now people are, you know, willing to believe anything. I mean, look at that Raelian cult. I mean, it's unbelievable to me how, you know, masses can be swayed into these just New Age garbage-type religions
and
with
no
substance.
By the way, there's now the Z-Force, you know, 40,000 people in a week, he said. And the Z-Force is going to save us and re-educate us.
Oh, 40,000 people to re-educate us. Well, good luck, guys, because I don't think I need re-education. I don't think that we're just going to solve all of these, quote-unquote, social issues with humanity by offering solutions.
But did you hear him on the show yesterday? You said you were listening at home painting your house. He's on there, and I go, well, what happens if I'm in the future utopia system and I don't want to go along? He goes, well, you'll be reconditioned. You'll be re-educated.
Yeah, and he kept saying, well, you'll be given a choice. I mean, what's this choice? What, are they going to put us on Australia, on some kind of island, defend for ourselves? I mean, what are these choices we're going to be given? Are we going to be given the lobotomized chip instead of the regular chip that most of humanity can handle? I mean, what are the choices we're going to get? I was in awe while I watched.
By the way, they talk about this technocracy of remote control cars and the government taking control, or the system that isn't a system, and that's exactly what the New World Order is building, this total control grid.
Yeah, it was a lot like Minority Report without the ads for advertisements. Cause
no, they're just telling us it's going to be great, it's going to be wonderful, just like the Soviet Union. Do we have G. Edward Griffin? I bet we got time zones screwed up with him. Sea of Trade gave you the right number, because G. Edward Griffin wrote a review that's up on Infowars.com. Look, it doesn't matter. The American people, the people of the world, love being suckers, and they've woken up to one level of the paradigm, and then certainly they've woken up to organized religion being another level of the paradigm, and the disgusting phony Christians and the phony Muslims and all that stuff. I'm not saying all the Muslims or all the Christians. I mean, you know, the establishment stuff. And so they're saying, oh, we don't want religion. But then it's the Theosophic Society with the world UN Christ in it. I mean, Burmese, you can't make stuff up like this.
Yeah, and then he also tries to push the idea that, you know, evil doesn't exist, but abhorrent behavior does. Well, to me, abhorrent behavior is being down at a restaurant, you know, at a nice dinner with people and starting to pick your feet in front of people. That's abhorrent behavior.
Look, abhorrent behavior. Burmese, this is what it is. Look,
yeah.
This is a psychological game where they say you aren't allowed to comment because you're part of a false religion. You're not allowed to comment because you're closed-minded. There's no such thing as evil. We will just, you know, re-educate everyone. Everyone's good. We'll just, you know, again, it's not allowing you to make choices. That's what the New World Order does. They're all about telling parents, don't give your children your values. Let them be themselves. Meanwhile, the state and the media and the schools are totally brainwashing them. They don't want you to put your imprint on them, because they want to put the new. Well, we have to decide then, do we like the new World Order system, which is really the old tyranny system, or do we like the more Renaissance system that we were under?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Alex, and I see that pushed more and more today among kids, youth, not only in
the
cartoons.
They're just saying we're not allowed to even have an opinion. It's just, we're the intellectuals, there's no North American Union, we're the intellectuals, there are WMDs, you're not allowed to comment, you know, and it's the same thing. We're the intellectuals, you're just a bunch of religious kooks. I would sit there and say to him, you know, science shows that at least half of what we do is genetic, and I would bring up that certain breeds of, you know, cow are more aggressive. And he just said, nope, that's not true. And he said, the science shows it. I said, what science? I mean, I've worked in this, and I'm giving him science, not Christianity. And he goes, no, that's your Christian view. I mean, it's just an excuse. Hey, I think 2 + 2 = 4. That's just your Christian view. Well, no, I'm not speaking as a Christian. I'm saying, you know, why do you have the Christ leader of the UN with this global reincarnation Christ consciousness? That's all good in the God spirit, but then if I talk about genetic engineering or something, it doesn't exist because I'm not allowed to comment because I'm not a risen, raised person like you.
Yeah, and he doesn't ever really talk about the double-edged sword of technology and how these things can be used to restrict, control, and enslave us, and are being used to do so. You know, I mean, again, everything's just there for us. Magically, everything's going to work. All the problems are going to be done. No one's going to have a job, apparently.
Well, I'll guarantee you this. You go down to New York, and you hang around outside the Theosophic Society offices, and you go to their meetings, and we need our people to do this. Join them if you have to. And we're going to probably see some people we've heard from before, but under other names. Okay. And Peter Joseph needs to tell us his real name. He needs to tell us his funding. Because you know, and again, folks, I'm not saying we control this movement or we say what is going on. I try to be open to everybody. This is the opposite. I'm saying grow it, expand it, have free discussions and thought. I'm being told I'm backwards and bad, that I can't even question this or I'm bad. Again, religion doesn't exist. We're all kooks. Spirituality doesn't exist. But then they're all into spirituality, but it's only their spirituality. That's exactly what we get with Albert Pike and the rest of them. Burma, stay there. I've been ranting. I'm going to let you say whatever you want when we get back on any subject pertaining to this. I let things creep up next to me. I'm so busy. I'm not omnipresent, as some people seem to think. I'm just a regular guy, and I've been ignoring this, not looking at it. And I opened the door up and looked at it, and I literally almost vomited the stench of New World Order that came flooding out. And my God, I realized how many people they've completely fooled. All right, we're going to get into taking over our local counties and cities the legal, lawful way. Electing good sheriffs. We're also getting to the economy, all the news, huge things happening. Finishing up with Jason Burmis, we're going to have Jeffrey Griffin with us for this segment and the next. Briefly, it's like a Jedi mind trick. It's like a marketing trick, a magician trick. You've got these theosophic UN world government people, and then they pose as if they're anti-New World Order. And then they openly push all these religious statements about the God consciousness, the God spirit in us, but then say all the religions are bad. That's what Albert Pike said they would do. And that's what blows me away, is I've ignored this long and didn't really look into it, and I scratched the surface, and it was unbelievable. I mean, having the Christ, according to them, of the Theosophic Society, who they took around the world with them, this Jiddu Krishnamurti, in the film, I mean, this is off the charts. I want to bring G. Edward Griffin on and keep Burmese on to comment. G. Edward Griffin, I mean, I know you're looking at this from a monetary angle, and with the silliness of it, and basically how it's a repeat of Karl Marx and withering away of the state. But I did some more research, and I mean, this thing is total UN. G. Edward Griffin?
Yes. Am I on the air now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, hello, Alex. How are you? Yes, I did look at this not from the theological perspective, because I felt that there were other people who were far more qualified than I to analyze it from that direction. And yes, I was looking at it from the point of view in which they were presenting the Federal Reserve System and attacking the Federal Reserve System, and particularly from the point of view of what they proposed as a solution to our problems. And I found that in this film, which was called Zeitgeist Addendum, there was a lot that was very good in the beginning, especially a lot of critique of the Federal Reserve System. And I thought, boy, these guys are doing a good job. And then it began to fall apart, and they came into some silly stuff about the Fed never is able to create enough money to pay for the interest, and a few other myths like that are widespread. Well, I could even forgive that, because, you know, it doesn't make an awful lot of difference in the final analysis whether you believe that or not. But then they started getting into this business about how are we going to solve all of this problem, and lo and behold, they had taken Marx and polished him up, taken out the word Marxism and communism, but they kept all of the essential concepts of perfecting mankind, getting rid of his greed, supposedly. They said that the whole problem of society was the profit motive and the free enterprise system, and those had.
Yeah, they implied the Federal Reserve is a free market thing, not a parasitic, rigged monopoly, with the Federal Reserve funding the UN and theophacy and centralization of power and the new man.
Well, yes, that's it, of course. It's one of the greatest myths of the modern age, that we live in a free enterprise capitalist system. that was gone decades ago, and but yet it still lives on in name. And so all of the Marxists and neo-Marxists love to say, see what's happening today? That's a result of capitalism. We must replace capitalism with socialism or some other form of collectivism. And so they created a boogeyman that doesn't even exist, and people fall for it. It's real easy to fall for it because, you know, we were told, I was told when I was a kid that we lived in a free enterprise system. That probably was true when I was a kid, but it's not true anymore. The problems we have today are not a result of free enterprise, competitive capitalism, as a result of collectivism, socialism.
All right, stay there. We're going to break for 1 minute and come back with five more minutes with G. Edward Griffin and get Jason Burmes' comment on this. But Zeitgeist Addendum, a critical review. We have a link to it up on Infowars.com by G. Edward Griffin. And what really concerns me is I mildly criticized it without even really doing super deep research, just on the basics, and a cult-like attack of, you know, I'm just an idiot Christian, I can't even comment on it, there's no such thing as religion, when I wasn't even bringing religion up. So I said, I better look at the religious angle, and it turns out this is total New World Order religion.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, the hottest thing in the world right now is the alternative media and the fight against the New World Order. It's growing exponentially. And the New World Order, through its minions, through its dupes, through its useful idiots, are going to try to make a move into the movement. And there's a unified thing. People attacking this show, it turns out, are occultist or are friendly towards it. And, you know, this is a news program. I'm covering news and information. And so they just bring it up like, oh, he's a Christian. It's all bull. By the way, we have the answer. It's the withering away of the state, eradicating the class system, on and on and on. And then yesterday I said, well, what will happen if somebody doesn't want to go along with this system? And the creator of Zeitgeist Addendum said, well, you'll have to be conditioned. You'll have to be reeducated. Folks, for those that know history and study, like myself and Mr. Griffin and others, I mean, we've seen all this a million times. This is repackaged. And in closing, I want to bring up Burmes for any comments he's got. But G. Edward Griffin, I want to have you back on later to not just get into this, but how the whole liberty movement itself, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've noticed it everywhere, has these people coming into it and saying, well, the New World Order isn't the problem. We need a good New World Order of the people, you know, denying how society operates. G. Edward Griffin.
Yes, we are right on target, I think, Alex. That's one of the most brilliant qualities of these New World Order people is that they understand human nature, and they know that there's going to be a tremendous backlash against what they're trying to do. So they never just wait for that to happen. They send their people into the field and say, look, if there's going to be a backlash, let's lead it ourselves, or let's be influential in it so that we can control it and make sure that it doesn't go anywhere. This has happened over and over again throughout history, and you can see it coming up now, of course. I think you're absolutely right in your observation of that.
Well, there's no doubt that this, I mean, you've seen it. This is grade A, recycled, Fabian Socialist, H.G. Wells. I mean, it's word for word what we have seen from the Theophic Society and others. And God help us, because this is widespread right now, ladies and gentlemen. Alice Bailey, the externalization of the hierarchy. Let's bring in Jason Burmes briefly to finish up on more comments you've got, Jason.
Somebody offers global governance or a New World Order type scenario, no matter how utopic it may sound for any problem, whether it be the Federal Reserve or 9/11, such as an international tribunal and the end of America, you have to be very suspect of that person off the get-go, and you have to be very critical of their thinking, because what these people want at the top is more consolidation of power. It's about power.
They always consolidate for the greater good and claim it's going to be utopia. I mean, we've heard this over and over again. All these young people don't know about the history, and they better look into it. I mean, again, how can you have the leader, the Christ of the UN Theosophic Society, the official UN religion, in the film, and then they tell us, oh, you can't even argue about political systems. You're the old order. You're Christians. We're not even bringing Christianity up. I mean, that is always a red flag. I mean, is that not, G. Edward Griffin?
Yes, it is. Well, it's not just Christianity. Any organized religious or powerful religious group is anathema to the New World Order people, because they're collectivists and they want complete loyalty and dependence upon the state. The state is the new religion. And,
which is what they say, the new scientific state, where they're going to scientifically control us, and they claim the New World Order currently isn't doing that. Of course they're setting up a scientific dictatorship.
Yeah, and then that's always been the goal of collectivism. And they like to use the word science because that sounds so advanced, so modern, so intelligent, you know. But actually there's no science to it at all, unless it's the science of human engineering, thought control. That's where the science comes in.
And then they have the nerve to claim that's not a centralized system. Centralization is the problem. True diversity is the answer. G. Edward Griffin, fire out your website.
Yes. Pardon, what did you say?
Fire out your website.
Oh, my website. Well, I think you'll find all this information on our Freedom Force website, and that's www.freedomforceinternational.org.
Okay, thank you, G. Edward Griffin.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to Sheriff Raymond Franks, former Travis County Sheriff, running for sheriff. Then we have Red Beckman joining us, coming on the show to talk about how important it is to have good peace officers and good sheriffs. And then, of course, Officer Jack McClam joining us coming up in about 50 minutes from now. I wanted to finish up now with Jason Burmis on Zeitgeist Addendum. In closing, Jason, just everything about it is bad. They mix in that the Federal Reserve's bad, and they say they have a new world order that's going to be great. It's total theosophic society, the UN religion, the UN Christ is in it. They're talking about the God spirit in us, and then telling us that we're just religious. Well, we're not even talking about religion, because they are religiously obsessed with this new man. This is straight up Albert Pike. And we need to expose this, because this is aggressive towards us. I've noticed the whole movement is aggressive, but then always acts like if you criticize it, that you don't even count. You're just an intellectual idiot. Shut up. So just classic New World Order tactics. Jason Burmis?
Yeah, and they also discuss how every civilization before the one that is created won't even be in the history books. It'll be pretty much eviscerated, and they'll just talk about how there were big land grabs and people took stuff from other people. Well, that's pretty horrifying to me. I'd like to think that the story of the human spirit is going to live on for generations to come, especially after we defeat these globalists, Alex.
Well, absolutely. Everything is a process, and anybody that tells you that, you know, there's this utopia and the withering away of the state and we're going to re-educate people, look out. And I just, the public a lot of people are being suckered by this, but I'm going to have to counter it. And then they never counter me on any of my facts. Like, well, why is this guy, you know, the UN Christ? I mean, why are they talking about God, God's spirit? You know, I'm not even bringing up religious systems. You are. And they just, you know, say, shut up. You know, you're not even allowed to comment. I mean, I just go back to that. Or they say, you're just jealous of it. No, I've never even really watched it until now. I'm not paying attention. I have everybody on to build everybody up. You know, I mean, they try every intellectual dishonest trick, the people that are trying to counter us, when I'm just saying, hey, man, this is the New World Order group. This is the Theosophic group. I mean, they have the Christ of the Theosophic group in their film. That's what they're saying. This has always been that New World Order technocratic religion. You know, where they set up communism and then dangle pictures of high-tech cities in front of you. I mean, that's the old trick 100 years ago. And they're doing the same absolutely. Trick again, and I'm just going, I'm going, my God, I know history. I've seen this a million times. They're like, no, it's new. It's revolutionary. You can't even grasp it. And, man is, you know, going to quit wanting his neighbor's wife, and people aren't going to want bigger, better houses. I said, well, can I have a house in this future system? And he goes, you will have a place where you can go to for privacy. Well, will I be able to have a gun? Well, I don't see why you're going to need a gun. You know, there's going to be all this great peace. And then we'll have everything will be according to the load of the earth. Well, who's going to decide that? And that's all the Theosophic system. Man, I tell you, Burmese, this is amazing.
Yeah, you know, I was very wary with the original release of Zeitgeist. I thought it was, well-produced, excellently done. I had a lot of questions. I actually interviewed Peter Joseph probably 2.5 years ago. And, you know, looking back on it, if you check it out on YouTube, when I asked him, well, how do you feel about people interpreting this as kind of new agey and futuristic and kind of one worldy, he got very defensive on that, and he was like, well, what's wrong with that? And, you know, I countered it by saying, well, a lot of the proponents of that don't seem to have this great utopian vision for the common man. It seems like that utopian vision is for the upper echelon, while the rest of us are pretty much drugged and enslaved, Alex. I mean... You know,
no, that's the key, what you just hit on. This Zeitgeist Illuminati view is for the general slaves. You won't work anymore. It's going to be heavenly. The machines will run it all. That's always what they've put out for the general public the last 150 years. But for the elite and their real UN policy documents and the Theosophic Society, it's exterminating the majority of us. And Alice Bailey, and then after that, Barbara Marx Hubbard, saying, you know, we're the pale horse death. We're going to slaughter the majority of people. Every Christian must be killed because their backward system keeps the consciousness from rising and keeps. And so I'm like having him on, you know, with a secular show going, well, you know, what about this and that? Oh, you're Christianity. Well, I'm not talking about Christianity. Christians, and other religious people. It's all made up. It's not science. Meanwhile, did you hear about the Theosophic Society Christ and the wonderfulness that's coming? You know, and I'm like, I mean, this is cult land. I mean, that's what this is.
Yeah, and I got to say, Alex, you know, like you stated before, I'm not the most religious guy out there. But you have to give some kind of credence to religion when the upper echelon are out there doing pagan rituals in the woods of California in Sonoma for 2 weeks out of the year.
But more than that, the locals protested me in a bunch of newspapers and the Sonoma Free Press and the rest of it because I covered the rituals. They got real mad about that, and then we showed up and they were doing rituals. The point is, they always claim they're atheists. That's their cover to discredit the existing system because they have to get rid of the old before they bring in the new that is really the ancient.
I'm with you, Alex, and you know, thank God for people like yourself that continue to expose this system, and, you know, I do what I can. I was on a radio show this morning talking about, you know, one world government, the new world order, you know, the election. But, yeah, this Zeitgeist addendum, I'm hoping it won't take off as big as Zeitgeist. You know, we are giving it a lot of press, but that's because, you know, a lot of people are coming to us with this stuff. You know, we're getting emails.
Well, here's the deal. Exactly. I mean, people said, hey, what do you think of this? And I went and watched it. And you told me you were worried about it. And I went and said, man, this I've seen this 100 times. This is pure New World Order. This is their highest, you know, level system. This is what they push, yeah, always for over 100 years. And then I got the guy on, and he just kind of dissed me when I talked about genetics having a big effect, you know, on any point or on certain breeds of cow being more aggressive. He said, no, they're not. And I'm like, and he was science. You don't have science. And I'm like, I'm talking about science here. I mean, you know, well, that's not, you know, it's what they're doing is religious. What they're doing is a religion. It's the religion of the one world Christ, world government state. Jason Burmes, thanks for being on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Yeah, I mentioned this a few weeks ago because I saw it and was kind of worried about it. But then I thought, oh, these are good guys. You know, they just mean well, kind of new agey. And then I researched it more and I was like, whoa, this is the top echelon stuff. I mean, this is the world Christ. This is the world government. Now I'm like, whoa, this is serious. Because I should have countered this years ago, you know, but I tried to play nice. Well, see, they don't want to play nice, folks. It's all about how they're high up and you're low down. It's a mind trick. Well, really, it's a bunch of bull they're putting out. All right. Raymond Frank, 2008 Republican candidate for Travis County Sheriff. Website's RaymondFrank.com. And he will decriminalize marijuana. He will ban taser use. He doesn't like to talk about himself, but he's had more combat hours and more hours than anybody else ever. In his area of the military, instead of going over this giant bio, you were also the head of an investigative unit in the military. And again, former Travis County sheriff, now running for sheriff again. Special agent, lieutenant colonel with the U.S. Air Force Special Investigations for 15 years. Assignment in Berlin, Paris, London, Wiesbaden, on and on and on, Iceland, South Central Texas, everywhere. And he was Travis County sheriff for 8 years. He holds the Air Force highest aeronautical rating of command pilot with 3,600 hours. And we really appreciate you coming on with us. And we got some folks that, some of your colleagues who are supporting you coming on later in the show, Red Beckman and Jack McClam. But it is great to have you here with us in studio, Sheriff.
I'm glad to be on your show, Alex. It's a real privilege.
You bet. Good. Tell us a little bit about yourself that I didn't get into in the bio.
Well, I spent 26 and a half years in the military service, and you pretty well covered what I did there. I came back in 1970, and in 1972, I decided to run for sheriff. And that was the first year that 18-year-olds voted, and I was running against a good sheriff. He'd been in office 20 years, and I was successful in defeating him. Served 4 years, was reelected 4 years, and I was defeated by a local police officer, Sheriff Dorian Bailey. So, but I've seen a lot of things that, some good things have happened since then, but there's a lot of things that I don't like, and I want to do something about it, so that's why I'm running for sheriff.
All right, we're going to break, but we're going to have you with us at least a half hour in the next hour, so an hour plus with you today, sir. And we'll talk about what you would do as sheriff in Travis County and how we need other people like himself to run for sheriff in other areas and how important the office of the sheriff is. And we are seeing some other police chiefs and sheriffs now restrict or ban tasers, some of the things you're calling for. So we'll be discussing that all when we get back on the other side. Okay, Sheriff Raymond Franks, tell us why you're running for sheriff and what you're going to do and change here in Travis County if you get elected.
Well, the main reason I'm running for sheriff because he's so extravagant in his budget. And I call it predatory projections that he makes in his budget. And this, in turn, provided him access to more money and personnel from the county commissioners. For instance, he says he'll give 249 tickets a day to meet his yearly projection. 249 tickets a day. That's a lot of tickets. You know how long it takes to write a ticket. During that same time, he'll work 22 accidents a day. That takes at least an hour, tying up two units. Then the big thing is calls for service. 360 calls per service for 24 hours a day to meet his yearly projection. And that's why I'm calling them predatory projections.
Well, the bottom line, in the past, if a car got robbed or a house got broke into, the police or sheriffs would show up. Now, all over the country, they're saying, we're just not going to show up most of the time. We're too busy writing tickets.
That's exactly right. And they have in their budget right now over $200,000 in performance pay. And what that is it goes for people to do an outstanding job writing tickets, but there's still a lot of that money appropriated in the corrections area, so I don't know exactly how that's distributed.
What would you do with illegal aliens? Because, you know, this is a sanctuary city and county, and they're above citizens. They get to drink and drive, not have ID, not have insurance. A citizen literally just gets clobbered if they have a crooked toenail, but illegal aliens can do whatever they want.
Well, for immigrants that do not have documents, I don't know what I'd do. I'll tell you, if they're put in jail by people, we're not going to look for them. My department's not going to look for them, but we will have them in jail and take care of them. But we will not allow an ICE agent to have an office in the Travis County Jail. ICE is part of Homeland Security.
And then that federalizes the department.
That's right. And once they get their foot in the door, you know, they'll want something.
No, I understand all that, but I mean, but why do I get arrested if I don't have an ID, but a lord doesn't?
I don't know. I will fight against it whenever I have a chance in speaking.
I'd be glad to let them let me drive without a license or insurance. I think it's a free market. Sue somebody if they hurt you. The point is, I'm tired of all this socialism. The point is, I don't like illegal aliens having more rights than I do.
Well, that's not right. I know they do, and it should change. A lot of those undocumented aliens are going back to Mexico.
Yeah.
Because they can't make a living here anymore.
That's right. The globalists done suck the country dry. Sheriff, you talk about decriminalizing marijuana. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, right now, the Class B misdemeanor, 2 ounces or more, it's 180 days in jail and a $2,000 fine, and I want to lower that to a misdemeanor, which would be a $500 fine. And that is decriminalization of marijuana. I don't advocate the use of it. I'm just saying that I want to do that to...
I don't either. You can hardly hire good employees because they're also stoned in Austin. But the point is that they got all these ads saying marijuana is terrorism. Marijuana has no connection to terrorism like cocaine and heroin. Yeah. It has no connection to funding terrorism. And 87% of illegal drug users only use marijuana. And I don't think it's as bad as alcohol. I mean, I'd be against people stumbling around drunk on the job, too.
Yeah.
The problem is it's just all the potheads. But yeah, I mean, I don't even like potheads. But the point is you're right. You shouldn't be throwing them in prison.
No, there's no place for them in prison. Now, the Austin Police Department, if they pick up somebody with a small amount of marijuana, they'll give a citation. But that's not what the law says. If they want to do it, I think that's their policy. And I don't know what the sheriff department does. I'm not familiar with what they do when they pick somebody up. They probably comply with the law.
But you're saying that you're going to decriminalize.
That's right. I did that in 72. I appeared before the, 73, when the legislature met. That's when my first year in office. The senator in charge of the jurisprudence committee was Charles Herring, a senator from Austin, Texas. And I advocated the decriminalization then of marijuana. And, see, in those days, you could get 10 years in the state penitentiary for having a cigarette. 10 years. Now, Travis County didn't send them down there, but the so-called redneck counties did. And
my mom talked about in college, if anybody had long hair in the car, they'd pull you over and just tear your car apart. And if they found any marijuana, people go to prison. But if you were wearing football jerseys and had short hair, you could be as drunk as you wanted, riding around shooting signs with shotguns. And they'd just smile at you.
That's not right. I know that happens.
All right, stay there. Long segment coming up. Plenty of time to get into tasers and a lot more and your website. Folks, donate to him. Get involved. I know there's a lot of election fraud in Travis County. But if there's a huge turnout for Raymond Franks, they may not be able to cover that up. And, you know, he's a great guy. I can't think of having a better sheriff than Raymond Franks. And he's somebody we really need here in Travis County. Stay with us.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls.
We're going to bring Red Beckman up for the balance of the hour with Sheriff Raymond Franks talking about the proper role of the sheriff who's elected by the people. We see sheriff's departments being abolished all over the country. We see the cities taking over the sheriff's departments. Well, the sheriff's departments of the county that is commissioned and empowered by state law and by the state and by the legislature, and then by the people that elect them at the county. So that is above the city. That's an incorporated private corporation. And so, you know, we see this centralization of power away from the people. We're going to be talking about that with the father, the grandfather, the Fully Informed Jury Association expert on this, Red Beckman, coming up in about 30 minutes. Jack McClam's going to join us, and riding shotgun the entire time will be Sheriff Raymond Frank. RaymondFrank.com, Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, Frank.com. So please check it out. And, you know, if you're a person who was retired peace officer, or you were a sheriff before or a sheriff's deputy, why don't you run in your area? Why don't you educate the public about this? This is one way to hold back the tyranny. Going back to Sheriff Raymond Frank, tasers, you're saying you're going to ban them for use in the sheriff's department.
Absolutely. No place for – it's a torturous weapon. No place for it in my department.
And how did you come upon that understanding, that realization?
Well, I've done a lot of study, and the military won't use it, and they give a reason why, and it's based upon torture, and I'm against torture of any type, and I decided that that's the way it's going to be. Over 310 people have died in Canada and the United States as a result of tasering. Now,
by the way, that's a conservative number.
Well, that's what's been commonly reported in the newspapers. 290 in America. And I'm not saying that the taser itself killed the guy, but the response later, he died from it. So maybe they fell from a balcony or something like that.
Well, there have been a bunch of coroners and cardiologists have said it is killing people. So,
I believe it.
By the way, they're boosting them from 50,000 watts to 75,000 watts.
Yeah, I know that. At the Cal Palace in San Francisco, they had one on display. It attracted a lot of attention.
Well, I mean, this is intimidation, too. When they had those secret FEMA camps we exposed in Denver, it set inside the barbed wire fences, you know, electric shock systems used here. And that's all part of I mean, these are cattle prods.
Yeah, it's horrible. And now I understand they have bracelets that will fit on you that they can apply.
They want to, Homeland Security wants to make it, and Homeland Security did say they want it, to make everybody who flies wear a taser bracelet.
God, that's horrible. Terrible.
I mean, who can come up with this stuff?
I don't know how.
It's like out of a science fiction movie.
It sure is. Absolutely. I want to do what I can to.
I saw you had an article about those type that are fired out of 12 gauges, too.
That's right. It'll go 100 feet.
Where is that article? I want to show people.
It'll go 100 feet. No, that's a guy in New York that recently a guy from New York was on a balcony, obviously a mental health patient to some type, and they decided to go ahead and taser him, and he fell 10 or 12 feet to the concrete and died in a hospital an hour later. And the sad thing was that the man that shot him with the taser, the police officer, took his own life a couple of days later. That was reported on NBC News.
Yeah, he was one that ordered them to shoot him. Just a terrible situation. And we've also seen the culture shift from the police and the sheriff's deputies being guardians of the people and being liked, you know, by and large. There were still some bad apples. To now, it really is an us-against-them mentality. How are they indoctrinating that into the police?
I don't know for sure. I'm real anxious to find out what's going on in the Sheriff's Department Academy, what they teach. Do they teach anything about ethics? That's very important to me because of what happened in the sheriff's department recently where a guy was paying a man $10,000 if he would retire early so he could get promoted. That made the paper for a couple of days. Those are, you know, they're taking advantage of the public trust, and that's not right.
Amazing. I want to bring Red Beckman up, and we'll have plenty of time to get more into what you'll do as sheriff if you get elected again. You were in for 8 years previously and been out of office for a while. Red Beckman, I wanted to get you on to comment on the important role of good sheriffs and the true power that sheriffs have as being the most, you know, powerful elected guardian of the people in a county. And the move we're seeing to disarm them, to geld the sheriff's departments. Red Beckman, welcome.
Good to be with you again.
Well, we got a great guy on the line, Red Beckman, another great gentleman here with us, Raymond Frank. What do you think so far you're hearing about this man?
Well, you know, our county sheriffs, nobody really understands. They just haven't been taught that the county sheriff is your best friend in your county. He was supposed to be, rather than your, you know, an antagonist or an enemy. They were to look out for the people, and especially the people that are vulnerable to the scam artists and all that type of thing. And they just don't understand because they were never taught. You know, I was at a meeting a week or so ago, and I said, if I was to put in one simple sentence the problem that we have in this country, is that we have overdosed on propaganda. They feed us all this stuff calling it education, and it's not an education, it's propaganda. And when they start telling people what the sheriff's position is really all about and how he's supposed to function, that's when you'll see sheriffs that will operate the way they are supposed to. You know, we've got people that are in sheriff's office all over this country that don't have a clue. The real principle behind a sheriff's system as we were given back there a long time ago. And they just don't know.
Well, this ties into the entire system, you know, of the state and its relationship to the federal system, how they're gelding and taking over the sheriffs and turning them into minions of the cities that are supposed to be under them, because the cities are creatures of the state and the people, how they're dummying up the juries, the grand juries, all of it. How does this tie together, Red Beckman?
Well, you see, ignorance, people that don't know the truth are easily manipulated and used. And so truth has to be, we have to get it out there. We have to get it out there to where it's available to people. And, of course, the situation we've got right now in this country, we've never... you know, this country has never faced a trauma like we're facing right now, this economic thing. And people are listening. People are paying attention. People are angry. And an American, he's kind of a strange animal. If he's comfortable and his belly is full and everything, well, he doesn't pay that much attention. But right now, people are very uncomfortable with what's going on, and as a result, they're paying attention to what we're saying. And so I'm an optimist. I always have been, and I will be until the day I die, because we do have truth that's available, and it's available, and people at this point are ready to learn. And so our responsibility is to get the truth out there and let them hear the truth. And of course, this thing with these tasers, I'll tell you, this is just, the gentleman you have there calling it torture, it's absolutely no other word for it. Fits it like calling it torture. And of course, the founding fathers, they insisted that we not have a standing army in this country. Well, when the feds step in and when they start dictating to the sheriff and the state highway patrol and everybody else, you end up, you've got a standing army. And in the Forest Service, we always admired the Forest Service and their work with Smokey Bear and this type of thing. Now they've become law enforcement. Your rangers out there in the hills are carrying guns. The BLM people.
Well, the attitude, guns. Not just of the militarizing and turning all these other groups into police, and then militarizing, and not just militarized police, but militarizing groups that weren't even police previously, is that it is an attitude at national parks and state parks and yeah, cops all over the country. It's rare to have a cop open a door for you and smile at you and be nice. Most of the time, they look at you like you're a pile of steaming dog do. I'm sorry to talk like that. Sheriff Franks, how did this happen?
Well, I think Red hit the nail on the head. I think some of the sheriffs have been real lax. They're drawing a pretty darn good salary, and they're just letting things go. For instance, years ago, under Ronnie Earl and Judge Calvert, they tried to rewrite the Texas Constitution. And in that, they left it up to the legislature to decide whether or not a county would have a sheriff. Well, I was on the committee to fight that, and it was defeated. And if I'm elected sheriff, I want to be back on that committee because I...
Exactly, because they're shutting sheriff's departments down all over the country.
Yeah, we're a constitutional office, and I want Travis County citizens to me...
And you have these unconstitutional municipal systems lobbying to get rid of you.
Yeah, I know.
Or absorb you.
I want the citizens to realize that I look at them as my family. They're the ones that give the $118 million for the Travis County Sheriff's Department. I don't want my department to look at the people of Travis County as the enemy.
Or food.
They're our friends. And
we're now seen as food.
And I'm going to make a lot of changes. We're going to order, for instance, MREs and have a big stock of those because I know things are going to happen in this county and in America in the next couple of years. It's going to be real bad.
Well, I mean, regardless of whether it's going to happen or not, every county should be prepared its own self to help the public, not always wait on FEMA and the feds.
Yeah, now I think it looks to me like the department is just looking who they can give a ticket to. For instance, the bottom of the hill where I live, I see patrolmen there using a speed gun, but they never come up on the street where I live. Well, they did the other day because my neighbor's house alarm went off, but I don't like that. But we're going to serve the entire county, and we're going to put speed traps and speeders on the back burner.
May I interject something
here? Yes.
I had to make a run into town this morning and get a haircut, and the barber was telling me about how he said, you have to be real careful right now. He said, the city cops and the highway patrol are out just handing out tickets wholesale. They must be running low on revenue. And I said, well, they are, because you see, as the stock market goes down, you know, there are some that say that as much as 65% of the risk capital, that's your capital in Wall Street and the stock market.
Our counties, cities, water districts, school districts,
yes.
They've all, and the public.
Yeah, and you see, these investors, these government entities, they didn't want to cut the price of fuel. They wanted Exxon to have their $10 billion profit every 3 months or so. Because they were, they tell us that Exxon, 72% of the stock in Exxon is owned by government entities. Even your local school boards and your different boards, every county has got them. Planning boards, always. They've all.
Now, that was the comprehensive annual financial reports, and
yes.
Now with all these unfunded mandates and the rest of it, everything's going bankrupt. And believe me, folks, now that you don't have jobs, they're going to squeeze you even tighter. But
oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
At a certain point, it's going to implode. I mean, how are cops going to squeeze blood out of a stone?
Yes,
Sheriff Franks. I mean, how is that going to happen as the economy gets worse?
It's going to be real serious, and it's going to be up to a good sheriff to take care of his people. And not take advantage of, giving excessive number of tickets and things like that and concentrate on protecting our families.
Well, I mean, here's my question. I had my car broken into more than a decade ago. Everything's stolen, the stereo, stuff like that. Police wouldn't come out. I was in Dallas years ago. My car got stolen. Cops laughed at me, said, we can't help you. I hung up, and they showed up mad, saying, you don't hang up till we give you permission to hang up on 911. And then I've read all these articles around the country where the police are now saying, we're not even going to come to basic home invasions and basic robberies now, but we're going to be out there focusing on writing tickets to raise revenue. That's a serious crime now. Now, they've said police aren't there to protect you, and they have no liability to do it. But still, that's the overall idea they're putting out. Your comments on that, Sheriff Franks, and then Red Beckman.
The other day when I was campaigning, a young man that lives in Manor, Texas, called the sheriff's office for assistance, some problem. It wasn't a real major problem, but it was a problem to him and should have been dealt with by the county. And they told him, no, we don't have time to fool with that. I can't believe that the sheriff would allow his people to take that kind of an attitude and have that type of a policy.
Well, also, 911 times have gone from 6 minutes to 8 minutes to 10 minutes to 12 minutes. The national average, I just saw it last week, 14 and a half minutes. But the government wants our guns, but then says the cops will be there in 14 minutes.
Yeah. Let me tell you something else. In the budget, in this past budget that ended September 30th, the Sheriff's Department purchased 79 new patrol cars, Crown Victorias, V8s, and got 25 additional personnel for their law enforcement bureau. I don't know what the bureau is, but that equipment and personnel are used to write tickets. That's primarily what they do, because there's portions of county, Travis County is not protected by the sheriff's office. They have allowed the constables to take over at least two areas. And in other words, those citizens have to pay the constable for protection. And they're already county taxpayers. They're entitled to protection.
Well, that's because most of the money's taken and invested in the stock market, which, by the way, police, you're never going to see in your pension. It's never coming. It's over. The globalists are stealing it all right now. And I told you 10 years ago it would happen, and you laughed. You're going to find out how much your new world order loves you. What about this, Red Beckman? Came out yesterday that 34% of all the police in Atlanta are violent felons or violent criminals. I mean, assaults, beating their wives before they're cops. Stealing, Grand Theft Auto. And the police department said, well, we've got to expand, and we just can't get anybody but criminals. I mean, they're actually hiring felons, just like the Army. Comments, Red Beckman.
Well, that doesn't surprise me about Atlanta, because they say they can't get anybody. Well, big cities such as Atlanta, they have... you know, they mollycoddled the criminals and such for so long, and it's not just there. It's in the community where I'm at here in the state of Washington, 40 to 50,000 people here in a matter of 25 or 30 miles. That's not very many people. But they have all of these people running around that make a living off of crime, and they should be... locked up or something. There has to be something done to stop this crime wave. But they don't. They get
the exactly. They leave the criminals alone and the illegal aliens alone, and they just squeeze the soccer mom and went 5 miles over the speed limit. We'll be right back. Sending out an SOS. This is not a free society. We're losing our hard-fought and hard-won liberties. We're going into a global control system. By the way, John, I want to start the next hour with the drag them off the interstate Sockatoom JP Blues. So cue that up. Sheriff Franks, you're laughing. Have you heard that song?
Yeah.
Had you ever heard it before this? Listening to this show?
I don't think so.
It's a funny song, but it says it all. Going back to Red Beckman. Red, I remember 10 years ago learning in Army press releases and in industry publications about how they were hiring felons and aggravated felons and illegal aliens for the military. And I would read those documents on air, and people wouldn't believe me. Now, for about 5 years, they admit the biggest Army recruiting centers in Mexico City, the second largest in Manila, Philippines, third largest in the Ukraine. They are converting our military over to foreigners, but also aggravated felons who are foreigners and aggravated felons out of prison here in the U.S. Stalin and Hitler did that. I want to get your take on that and then get Sheriff Frank's take on it.
Well, they make a big thing out of this terrorism. Terrorism, it doesn't rear its ugly head unless you have government that has become a tyranny, a government that is almighty, and you see, a government that is a tyranny, you end up with people that get hammered and they get hurt, they get damaged, and they reach a point where they have nothing to lose, and the only weapon they have is whatever they can devise by their innovations and this type of thing. You don't have terrorism unless you have a terrorist government. A government that's involved in terrorism will end up with terrorists, in a war of against terrorists.
But not just that. We also have the manufacturing terrorism as a pretext to crack down on the population. Sheriff Frank, specifically in your sheriff's department, if you find out they've hired criminals, are you going to get rid of them?
I'm sure going to try. I know the sheriff department is a civil service operated, but I don't want convicted. I don't want any criminals working for me because I want to maintain the highest of ethical standards.
Can you believe we even have to discuss? My question, Red and Sheriff Frank, when the government starts hiring criminals, you know it's an evil government.
Absolutely, it's incomprehensible to think that we hire such people, especially in the military and so forth. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's a big red flag, isn't it, Red? To have
absolutely, and of course, I'm old enough to where I've seen the progression over the years, and you know, I remember what this country was. You know, I compare what's happening today with what happened in the 1930s with the Depression, and you know, people helped each other. People looked out for each other, and I can see this thing coming now, and people are going to keep their doors locked. They're not, you know, they're going to be looking inward rather than outward, and it's not, I mean, the picture is going to get real ugly because, you know, they talk about a 1930s depression. We aren't going to have a 1930s depression. It's going to be so much worse than the 1930s, that there won't be any comparison whatever.
And on top of it, we're going to have militarized police running around squeezing people.
Absolutely, and terrorizing, and the result is going to be terrorism coming back on them.
And you mean real, not even, I agree, not even manufactured. I wouldn't call it terrorism. You're going to have physical resistance.
Oh, absolutely.
Red, stay there. Do five more minutes with us. Then at the 8 after, we're going to have Officer Jack McClam on with us. Sheriff Raymond Frank is our guest. Stay with us.
Well, I just popped over the old state line. My headlights focused on a welcome sign. When hiding in the bushes there waiting for me was a big policeman with a capital P. Shouting, look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. He dragged me off to the old town square, the justice of the peace awaiting for his share. He said, look at here, boy, you better slow down. You're in a heap of trouble in this one-horse town. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead.
Sheriff, the line I like is about the woman's getting mugged in the heart of town. Calls for help, but there's none around. They're out on the interstate setting the trap, looking for a live one to skin and wrap. Here, that's coming up right now.
Court is the last resort on a low-down, shakedown cruise. Got them.
Drag them off the interstate, sock it to them, JP Blues.
You better pray to me and you better lick my boots. I'm an officer and you're a lowly civilian.
The woman getting mugged in the heart of town. Yells for the cops, but there's none around. They're down on the interstate setting the trap. A hunting for a live one to skin and wrap. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger.
There's a welcome sign ahead.
When a sign says, welcome to God's country. Good, you got competition from a slick JP. Fuzzy old buzzards are filling their craws.
Pretty good.
Fuzzy old buzzards filling their craws.
You're heading for danger.
There's a welcome sign ahead.
I've got those, drag them off the interstate.
Sock it to them, JP Blues. You were saying during the break, a little break, that not, you know, if everything breaks down, not in Travis County. I mean, we desperately need a real sheriff with sheriff's deputies and police that are guardians of the people and are going after crime, not raising revenue for these bankers who run these scams.
Yeah, I want the citizens of Travis County, who property owners and so forth, to know that we're out there to help you. We're not out there to harm you, to find some way to give you a hard time in court. We're out there to help you, and you can call me if you want to. I have a telephone number in the phone book, and I'll be accessed by phone at the sheriff's office.
Now, you were saying that if you're elected again as sheriff, that within, because you were in there a few decades ago, that within 24 hours, you or one of your deputies will call them back.
Oh, absolutely. It'll be shorter than 24 hours, but we're going to be your sheriff. I mean,
just, well, I don't mean like on a call. I mean just to talk to you.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, in closing, Red Beckman, we appreciate you popping in with us today. Just Google Red Beckman on YouTube or Google Video. You can watch hundreds of presentations he's done. Fire out your address for somebody if they want to get that little book, Walls in Our Minds, Red Beckman.
Yeah, my address is Red Beckman at Post Office Box 61 Carrolls, C-A-R-R-O-L-L-S, Carrolls, Washington, 98609. We've sent out a lot of them, and we don't get any of them back, I'll assure you.
It's $5, right?
What? $5.
Yeah. For that booklet. In the last minute we've got with you, we're going to come back with the sheriff. I do see a massive awakening. I do see positive things happening. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely, because people are getting some real jolts. They're getting some real shock. And their 401ks and such are in trouble. And
they ain't seen nothing yet, have they?
They haven't seen nothing yet. It's going to get worse.
You know, you've written the definitive book on the Federal Reserve. You're the icon of that as well. No doubt in your mind this is engineered, correct?
Oh, absolutely. This is planned. They want their new world order. And they're bringing it on fast right now. And the only thing that is slowing them down at all is the fact that we still have our guns in this country. And of course, the people are waking up, and there's a lot of people in Washington, D.C. that are very, very unhappy, very nervous. They're very nervous. They're not too sure of themselves right now.
All right, Red Beckman, I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. God bless you, and thanks for coming on with us.
You bet.
All right, more with Sheriff Raymond Franks and Jack McClam in 3 minutes.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're here with Sheriff Raymond Frank, former Travis County Sheriff. He says he'll ban tasers. He was reelected. He was in a few decades ago. Highly decorated Air Force pilot, 3,600 hours. On and on and on. Travis County Sheriff running for sheriff again to ban tasers, decriminalize marijuana, to stop writing all these tickets and actually respond to crime. I wanted to get Jack McClam on for much of the rest of the hour with us to ride shotgun with us, to talk about the real role of the sheriff. All this talk about martial law, but we were talking about the 360 bridge for some reason. You were talking about Honeysuckle Rose. And that movie with Willie Nelson. And I said, oh, you know Willie. And then you were telling me that one of his family members was one of your deputies, that you do know Willie and that you were in a movie with him. So you've been around, Sheriff Frank. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I was a friend of Willie Nelson when it wasn't cool to be a friend. In fact, it was kind of derogatory. So,
With his IRS trouble and all that?
Way back in, well, even before that, I'm talking about the 70s, early 70s.
How was that derogatory?
Yeah, well, because, you know, he was considered sort of an outlaw or something.
Yeah, radical.
Radical and everything. But his nephew was my deputy, and he was the finest deputy I ever had, and he died accidentally in a car accident. And Randy Fletcher was his name, and his mother plays piano, Bobby. Plays piano for Willie, and she's a friend of mine. And by the way, Willie has played three times, I think, before to fundraisers for me when I ran for sheriff. And he's for me, I can tell you that. We're good friends.
Oh, Willie's just super. I was just talking to him the other day. I'm going to be speaking at an event with Jesse Ventura coming up, not this Sunday, but next Sunday at the last event at the backyard before they move it to a bigger venue. But the amazing thing about him is, you know, he's putting out similar water from air things as we are, but he literally just put his name on it because he wants to do something real environmental. So we have to have all this, you know, bottled water. And I mean, it was in the Statesman. He's literally doing that with really no profit for himself, just to get that idea out. Just like he did biodiesel. Just like he's had so many other. I mean, he really is a good guy. I mean, he really does care. And that's neat that you've known him so long.
Yeah. Well, you know, one time somebody walked in his trailer at a concert, and he said, "Well, what is that stuff I smell?" And Willie said, "You don't smell anything." So, you know, I guess the guy was suggesting that Willie had used some marijuana or something, but I don't smell it, and you don't either. So, he's quite a guy.
So, what'd you do in that movie with Willie?
Well, we were in the Randy, the kid that was killed. We were in up at Briarcliff in this thing, and they had just driven up from Mexico in the bus. And Randy Fletcher said, "I hope neither of you are driving." And they each pointed a finger at each other. But I was in that scene and got to meet Willie again, and also Slim Pickens, and that was a great experience. And then also we also filmed a scene down by the bridge there on 360, and that was interesting too. So I'm proud to be a friend of Willie Nelson, and I appreciate all the causes that he's involved in and so forth, and it's just tremendous.
No, he's a neat guy. Okay, he's been back in Austin the last few weeks. We just went back on tour today. Let's go to Jack McClam, Officer Jack McClam. I wanted to have you on, Jack, because Raymond Frank's a great guy. He's anti-New World Order, and so much has happened. I also want to talk about all the martial law developments we've been seeing. Yeah, I mean, everything we've talked about is now coming true, but it's such old hat to us. A lot of us, I think myself included, aren't even responding as vehemently and as seriously as we should, because it's new to the public, and they're now freaking out. It's all over the news as the news introduces it to people, and Glenn Beck introduces it to the public. But, you know, for a lot of us that have been saying, you know, seeing it being engineered for so long, you know, we're kind of like, in a way, sitting back. I think that's a dangerous psychological development, but it's one we have to be honest about. Jack McClam, good to have you here with us.
Good to be with you, Brother Rick, really, or Alex. Very good to be with you today, and good to be on with Sheriff Franks. Thank you, Sheriff Franks, for your service to the public.
Well, I have a lot of respect for you, Jack, and listen to your program all the time on radio.
That's right. It's on here locally on 90.1. Oh, yeah, Sheriff Frank is a total anti-New World Order. I mean, you've always been pro-liberty, but Sheriff Frank, Raymond Frank, when did you, and then we'll go back to Jack in a second, but that's a good question, when did you first wake up to the New World Order?
Probably in 1972, when a friend of mine in the Air Force envisioned what things are going to happen, and at that time I made some investments and I'm glad that I did that, because those investments are now safe from confiscation by some of these crooked people that run the banks and so forth.
That's right. You were saying you knew all this was coming. You bought a bunch of silver in the 70s.
Sure did, for real, like a buck and a half an ounce. And now it's up to 20. It's probably going to go to 100 in the next couple of years. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Absolutely. Jack McClam, I want to get into the bigger picture of martial law and the New World Order, but how important is it to have the people take their counties back with the sheriffs and put the sheriff back in their dominant role as the most highly powerful elected representative, instead of the states and the counties and the cities trying to get rid of sheriffs? Why is the establishment afraid of sheriffs?
Yes, it's so important, brother, because the sheriff is truly the chief executive officer in the county. And sadly, many of the sheriffs don't know that. And so they, in many of the eastern states today, they've been relegated to just process servers, not law enforcement anymore. The state police, the local police, and the federal feds come in and handle the law enforcement, and they've relegated the sheriffs to positions of process servers. And also, in many of the states back east, they don't elect the sheriff anymore. They're appointed by the county administrators or state administrators. And so the sad turn of events.
Yeah, they've never seen law enforcement they don't love, but the one area of peace officers known as law enforcement where it's for the people, has the real power, they're getting rid of that because they know.
That's right. Very, very true. And the Attorney General for the state of Washington here a few years back said this: the office of sheriff is one of the oldest offices known to the common law jurisprudence, a clear statement of the significance of the office of sheriff within the county. Both historically and under present statutes is found in Anderson on Sheriffs, Coroners, and Constables, page 6. And it says in there, in the exercise of executive and administrative functions, in conserving the public peace, in vindicating the law, and in preserving the rights of the government, he, the sheriff, represents the sovereignty of the state, and he has no superior in the county. And I wish, we're working hard here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter to try to get our sheriff's video out and our sheriff's newsletter out to all the sheriffs around the nation so that they'll realize that they have great jurisdiction and great power, and they do not have to listen to the federal authorities that come into their county.
Well, Jack, as a sheriff in the 70s, Raymond Frank on the front lines, when they were just starting to try to get rid of sheriffs, he went to the legislature when they were about to basically disband them or make them appointed, and Sheriff Frank helped stop that. So he's kind of a unsung great-granddaddy in this fight. Tell us about testifying before the legislature.
Well, yeah, somehow our district attorney and a pretty well-known judge was on a committee to rewrite the Constitution. And, of course, my office is a constitutional office, which I'm very proud of. And one of the things they did was do away with the sheriff and allow the legislature to provide the okay for counties to have a sheriff if they needed one. Well, we fought that, and it was defeated. And I'm going to be on the alert for that, you know, because it'll probably come up again sometime.
Oh, yes, it sure will, brother. Thank you so much for that, Sheriff Frank. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, I remember in my Phoenix Police Department, I was made within the first 3 years that I was on the force the most highly decorated officer in the police department, and then I developed a bad side. According to the government, anyway, I never accepted any immoral or unconstitutional orders from superiors, nor in any way violated my oath to defend the Constitution and the people's rights. And I'm now the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, not only the most decorated, but the most fired. So I know how hard it is today for law enforcement, peace officers, and sheriffs to stand up and do what's right, because the New World Order gang of thieves that control the federal government and many of the state governments also don't want that. They don't want the people to have a representative and a protector, and that's who the sheriff is.
Well, that's why people listening in Illinois and in Florida and in California, everywhere, they're trying to get rid of sheriffs all over the country.
Right.
And
yes.
This is absolutely important that people support Raymond Frank's, RaymondFrank.com, and contribute to your campaign now or help you as volunteers. Because we got to get the word out that this is the sheriff we need, not the child kidnapping, and we had that previously, you know, New World Order, New Age scum. I mean, we've had some bad sheriffs. And, CPS and kids for no reason, you name it.
Well, I'll tell you, the people that I inherit in the sheriff department will be fully indoctrinated, because what they do is just like me doing it. When I deputize them, that's just like me doing something, and they're going to be oriented towards serving the people and protecting the people, and not just give tickets on Highway 35 like I saw one do about 4 weeks ago on my way to Pflugerville.
Hey, what do you think of the new Austin police chief?
I like him. I like him. I like one reason I like him because he's for transparency, and that's what I'm for.
I know this. It turned out he's a fan, and now I know folks that know him separately from me, where he is a fan. Like at dinner parties, talking about me, or at other radio stations doing Alex Jones imitations. I thought he was either really slick or a good guy when he was in studio. You know, he pretty much sought us out. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Jack, what does that sound like to you? You think I can trust the Austin police chief?
Well, I certainly hope you can. Sounds like that he's got some good principles there. We'll just have to wait and see. But I would befriend him for sure.
Stay there. We're coming right back. Gentlemen, we'll have Jack McClam and Sheriff Frank with us for about another 15 minutes, and I'm going to cover all the final financial news of the day with everybody. Stock market went down about 400 points, and it went back up 217 points past its low of the day, or past its low, its close yesterday. So a lot of market manipulation going on there. The big news blitz coming up. Jack McClam, we're seeing Congress come out and say they were threatened with martial law. They didn't pass the banker takeover bill. We're seeing so much of the New World Order system unfold right in front of us. What do you see happening on the economy front and the whole police state front in the short and long term?
Well, they're really pushing. Cheney and Bush want to stay in as dictators of America, so they'd like to have us under martial law before the election so they can cancel the election. But see, they're the puppets of the Council on Foreign Relations, so they have to wait for a decision from the Council on Foreign Relations if they're going to have Abomination or Traitor McCain as our president, or is the CFR going to allow them to put us under martial law and stay in as dictators themselves before the election. So it's all up to the Council on Foreign Relations, really, as to who our dictator will be, because Abomination appointed the president of the Council on Foreign Relations as his campaign chief, and then he appointed a top communist in the country, Zbigniew Brzezinski, as his foreign policy manager, and he is a hardcore communist. You know, in Houston, I guess you probably heard, Alex, that in Houston, when you walk in the front door of his presidential campaign headquarters, he had a picture of the number one guerrilla warfare terrorist. Can't even think of his name now.
Che Guevara?
Che Guevara, a flag of Che Guevara right behind his secretary, his greeter that greets you when you come in. Now they've taken it down, but we have a picture of it, of that that Che Guevara flag right behind her. And Che Guevara was the one that helped Castro get into...
And so, of course, we have the bankers funding those that want communism. It's always consolidate our wealth, hand it over to the bankers.
And so, also, Traitor McCain, I'm a Vietnam veteran and have actually 30 years ago talked to POWs that told us what a traitor John McCain was.
We've interviewed him.
He is not a war hero at all, but he is a member for the last 15 years of the Council on Foreign Relations, so there'll be no changes. Whatever the Council on Foreign Relations says, and they want the New World Order, Abomination and Traitor McCain and Cheney and Bush are going to follow their orders.
Sheriff Frank, I'll ask you the same question that I brought up to Police Chief Acevedo when he was in studio with us a couple months ago. If the feds come in and announce that they want you to go out and arrest a couple thousand, quote, political dissidents, you know, without warrants, without proof, without indictments, or without, you know, any charges, what are you going to tell the feds if they try to come in here and federalize things under Presidential Decision Directive 51 of your sheriff?
Well, they're going to be told that they're going to have to face my deputy sheriffs who are armed with rifles and ready to deny what they want to do. I'm not going to allow that.
Sheriff Franks, let me ask you something. When I was a cop in Phoenix, I was one that helped set up the local in South Phoenix, the local anti-crime units in the counties. I set up 100 of these block watches in the counties in South Phoenix, which was the war zone of Phoenix. And I helped the sheriff set up a 3,000-man posse of county residents that became posse members, over 3,000 of them. And I hope that, Sheriff Franks, that you will go to your county and get your posse to expand and expand, because they can be called on if the feds decide to come in.
Yeah, what about the power of the posse? You know, the feds want to turn everybody into tattletales and federal posses, which are illegal and dangerous, but what about the county posse where the people control it?
Well, Texas state law provides a provision where the sheriff can deputize our citizens as deputies, and I intend to do that.
Good deal. Praise God.
And I intend to have a roster of all those people that I know will will perform as they should perform.
See, folks, you want a solution. Get our sheriffs back, get patriots in the positions, activate the posse as a defense against crime and the federal terrorist. We'll be right back. Take a look out your window there. There's a scene you like to catch.
Look out your window, baby. There's a scene you like to catch. Band is playing Dixie. Man got his hand outstretched. Could be the Bueller. Could be the local priest. Well, there's sometimes Satan. You know, he comes as a man of peace.
All right, our guest will be with us about another 10 minutes. I'm going to do a big news blitz, then into the end of the show for everybody. Sheriff Frank, we're talking during the break. Get more into how you would expand the posse, how you would form the constitutional posse. I mean, imagine the idea of the government against the people spying on us versus sheriffs who are elected saying no to the feds, no to tyranny, and not squeezing the public. And that's why they've been moving to block the sheriffs, get rid of the sheriffs. And we still have avenues, the juries, the grand juries, the sheriffs. There's a lot of other ways that we get to maintain the people's power. Previously, before the 17th Amendment, federal senators were appointed by the legislatures of the states who voted for the U.S. senator and would send them to Washington. Again, state power. Everything is moving away from people power into centralization's hands. Sheriff Franks, tell us more about your posse if you're reelected sheriff, and sheriff previously a few decades ago, here in Travis County.
What I envision, I could draw upon 100 or 200 citizens, probably more in Precinct 3 because it's more populated than Precinct 4. And in other words, I won't pick them all from one precinct and indoctrinate them, train them, issue them a badge with appropriate credential, and have a notification system where one person would notify five others, and those five would notify others if needed. And
for fires or wrecks,
yeah,
or whatever, or crime, yeah, or any of it.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about the Travis County posse that puts on the rodeo. I think it's still put on a rodeo. I'm talking about
a real posse.
Yeah, a real posse that's deputized.
Well, let's say the feds, you know, were coming through, taking over the city governments as they've been training to do. Your sheriff, well, I mean, they come in and say, we're here to arrest thousands of citizens, work brigades, the economy's collapsed. You're telling me that you would, and that's how a whole rebellion nationwide that could start, that had government, quote, you know, credentials that could defeat the illegitimate feds. Imagine having thousands of sheriffs across the country saying no, the new world order would be overnight by taking over the local governments. Comment on that, and I want to comment from Jack McClam on it.
Well, they're going to have to deal with my full-time deputy sheriffs, who's going to be well-trained on what to do and when to do it. And that's number one, plus my other 100 or 200 people that I'm going to deputize and have ready to respond to such a tyrannical act on the part of our federal government.
Do you think that stuff like that's a possibility of happening?
I sure do, I really do. And this is one reason why I want to get this Homeland Security guy out of my jail, because every foot they can get in, it gives them that much access, and it worries me.
Absolutely. Jack McClam, comments on what you just heard.
Well, I think that this is a time when they're bringing in the military now into the country to overthrow the county sheriffs and put us under martial law, that Sheriff Franks ought to get a couple thousand citizens. And I want to tell you, too, that in Phoenix, when we had that 3,000 sheriff's posse, there was many good ladies there, too, on the sheriff's posse. Matter of fact, my wife is a perfect example, 22 years in the Army, and she's a better sniper than I am with her .308 rifle. And then so there's a lot of things that the women can do, some women can do better than the men.
Absolutely. So let's go back to martial law.
Don't overlook the women either.
For those that don't know, the Army Times, the news, Glenn Beck, they're all announcing the troops are here. Glenn Beck says they may need to be used to arrest 9/11 truthers. Jack, your comments on that.
Well, I think all this falls in the category of the sheriff's powers, duties, and responsibilities and jurisdiction. And so if these people do not have due process and they are truly constitutionalists and within the First Amendment to protest or speak out, and they're and the feds are trying to arrest them, the sheriff is supposed to stop that because he is the protector of the people, and he is the person that, like when I was in the Vietnam War, I took the oath, and I took it again as a Phoenix police detective or investigator, and it was to defend the Constitution.
By the way, Jack, as you know, there have been thousands of cases of the Pinkerton security in the last 150 years and through the Depression and other private security firms. People see that in Westerns where the bad railroad enforcers come and kill people in the town and take mines and property and water rights. There were thousands of cases where sheriffs would call up a posse and run their butt out of town. And so people can't imagine, yeah. And I mean the last 50 years, folks, people can't imagine a sheriff doing that. No, I mean, that's what this country was built on.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And now we're so domesticated that it's an alien thought.
Well, we've been brainwashed into believing that the feds can come in and do anything they want, and many of the sheriffs have been brainwashed that way too. But I can tell you of some sheriffs that one went to his grave hating himself because he was the sheriff that allowed Waco to happen in his county.
That's right. He spoke out against that.
He could have gone in and arrested David Koresh.
Oh, you knew the Waco, the McClellan mm-hmm. County?
He was elected in 1972, the same year that I was.
Yeah. And he hated himself. He hated himself for letting the feds come in and start that fire and burn up the children and moms and dads. And then he knew of the machine gun nest out back, because the FLIR radar picked them up machine gunning the people that ran out through the building back there to try to get away from the fire. And he truly went to his grave hating himself.
No, he said that on TV. He was really upset about that. He said they could pick Koresh up any time in town.
Yeah.
But they wanted to go in there and burn out a, quote, cult to sell the public on accepting it. Well, Jack McClam, thank you so much for spending time with us. What, your program's on Genesis Communications at 7 o'clock Central?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Uh-huh. And folks, people can tune into that on the GCN Radio Network and on the M&FMs.
Once again, I just want to say thank you, Alex, for having Sheriff Franks on, because he's my hero. I mean, these guys are my hero. And God bless you, Sheriff.
Well,
and I hope that you're reelected and the people have a protector there and a champion like yourself.
Well, thank you, Jack. I appreciate that very much.
Okay.
All right. There goes Jack McClam. Thank you, the head of police and military against the New World Order. He's been out fighting for almost 30 years, and he's woken up millions.
Yeah, I know he has. Yeah.
And it's just great to have him joining us on the show today. An interesting now hour and about 30-minute discussion on the role of the sheriff, the role of the counties, the true role of state government. And a lot of what's happened there, I want to give you the website. It's RaymondFrank.com. And even if you live outside Travis County, I know a small part of our huge audience is in the county here, birthplace of Texas, seat of government of Texas, very important county. But regardless, we can, even if Raymond Frank doesn't win, we need to try to get it to where he can win, but he will educate people on the process and the forums and the discussions. We have 19 days left. If people can't go to RaymondFrank.com, if they're not online, are there other ways for them to volunteer or get involved? I see a phone number here. Do you want me to give that number out?
Yes, that's my home telephone number.
All right, it's 512, but in Austin, you don't need the 512, as you know. 327-2034, 327-2034. And RaymondFrank.com, 327-2034. Give him a call if you want to volunteer or help the former Travis County Sheriff out. Again, he was Special Agent Lieutenant Colonel with the U.S. Air Force Office of Special Investigations for 15 years. Assignments in Berlin, Paris, London, and all over the world. Iceland, Germany, South Central Texas. And then he was elected sheriff in Travis County for 8 years and friends with Willie Nelson. I didn't even know that. And a listener. How long have you been listening to this show, Sheriff?
For a long, long time.
When did you first pick it up? Back in the mid-90s?
It was. When you would go through a lot of different fanatics and so forth,
And the TV show, right? Yeah.
It's been a long time, and I've really enjoyed it, and I still listen.
I still blow up and yell and scream a little, but I kind of had the edges off me, you know. Working so much, you kind of just get a little bit more relaxed usually, unless you're talking to an enemy. Then I still get fired up talking to them. You have the Air Force's highest aeronautical rating of command pilot with 3,600 hours. And is this one of the planes you flew?
Yeah, I flew. That was my first combat ready airplane, the P-61 Black Widow, the night fighter. We had three of us crew members, a pilot, radar observer, and a gunner. It was a beautiful airplane.
And then you flew some other aircraft, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Like most Air Force pilots, we've flown a lot of different aircraft.
Here, I'll put this up on screen. I'll show people. Let me go to the site and find it. Go ahead and punch this up for me. I want to show folks the young Raymond Frank there in his Lieutenant Colonel uniform.
I got my wings when I was 19. That's what that picture was taken way back there.
I'm going to put it up on screen for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv if we can punch my camera up. There it is. For everybody out there, there he is. People watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Tell us a little bit about your Air Force career.
Well, the Air Force career, of course, started in 1943. Went through pilot training. Got my wings when I was 19. Went overseas. Had my choice to stay in Japan and fly P-51s or go over to Korea and fly P-38s. I chose Japan, and I'm glad I did because I later went to Korea during the Korean War. But then later, I decided I needed to learn something besides flying, and I became a special agent with the Air Force Office of Special Investigations. The only problem was I was a captain and major, and you wind up behind a desk while the younger people in the lesser rank go out and do the intelligence work and counterintelligence work.
And here you are pinning a medal on a lovely young lady. Who's that?
That's my daughter, Brenda. She was an Air Force lieutenant graduate, and her initial assignment was an aircraft maintenance officer at Dover, Delaware. I taught her how to change oil in a Volkswagen, so anyway.
What was Korea like? What were you doing over there?
I'd been married 1 month, went overseas to Korea, went to Kimpo Air Base. I was there about 2 weeks. The Chinese were coming south, so we evacuated about 24 hours before they got there and went back to Japan, and I stayed over for that thing for about 8 months.
What kind of missions did you fly during that?
B-F-82s and F-84s.
What were you doing? I mean, what kind of missions? What were you?
Well, looking for big mega aircraft to shoot down and so forth. That never happened to me. I didn't get a chance, but some people did, not many of them.
So you were basically hunting around to direct other aircraft?
Well, flying up near the Yalu River and where we could encounter the enemy and take care of them in the appropriate manner.
And then what did you do during the Vietnam era?
I was a special agent with the Air Force. Yep. In London and Wiesbaden, Germany, and Berlin, different places like that. Pretty exciting. Berlin was considered a spook capital of the world. A lot of agents, other counterintelligence agents.
Did you ever run into E. Howard Hunt? He was over there at that time.
No, I didn't. I know about him, and I know his background, but I never did, huh?
All right. Well, again, I hope people will call. I hope they'll get involved. And we know there's a lot of election fraud, but we're going to have Vote Rescue Austin, Vicky Carpout doing a great job watching all of that and tracking that. And regardless, we need a big showing for Sheriff Raymond Frank. Tell everybody you want a chance at having a really great sheriff. Let me tell you, he's as good as they come. We need him. Does he have your vote, Paul? He does have you. Okay, Paul out there.
That's good.
Our IT guy also running the Prison Planet broadcast transmission. He's all for you. Sheriff, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. I really enjoyed it. And to the citizens, I have a very good chance of winning. All they need to do is get out there and vote on the 20th absentee.
Yeah, they're very small turnout for the sheriff. And if our listeners get involved now, I just should have had you on earlier.
Well, I think it's what you're doing is I really appreciate it, and it's going to help a lot.
All right, good to see you, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care. What a great guy. I had a chance to meet him and his wife one time, went out and visited him in his house, and he is just a great guy. Thank you, Sheriff. Oh, boy. So much going on. That was a great hour and a half plus with Raymond Frank, Red Beckman, and Jack McClam. You know, we could focus all day on the economy, and we have been doing show after show after show after show on that subject in great detail. And we will continue to do that throughout the week. We got the guys from the Money Masters on with us tomorrow to get into how this private central banks are engineering all of this by design. I want to cover some financial news now here right at the end in the final segment when we come back. But before I do that, you know, I spent over an hour today going after Zeitgeist Addendum because I was saying, oh, I think you're a good guy. Oh, I think your film, I disagree with quite a bit of it, and the utopia, withering away of the state, and, you know, gun disarmament and all of this. But I said, you know, I know you're bashing Christians and religion, you know, and that doesn't exist and is hokey superstition. But I said, you know, I think you should, you know, widen your horizons a bit. But then I went and looked into it more and found out that it's very occultic, tied into the Theosophic Society, the UN. I cover that in part of the first hour and then into the second hour today. And if you didn't hear that on the AM and FM dial during this show or on shortwave or satellite, it's all going to re-air in about 12 minutes at Infowars.com on the audio streams. And let me tell you, this thing is very popular in the Liberty and Awakening movement. And I would love to say it was good and it was happy and it was friendly. But I'm glad that I started looking into it more and found what I found because they have the UN Christ, the world government Christ, who the UN and the Theosophy Society, the Theosophic Society believes is the world government Christ. Intros and outros of the film, and they talk about the God spirit and all the stuff in us. So see, they're saying we're all religious kooks when I'm not even debating them about bashing Christians. I'm not even engaging there. I'm like, what about all this about world government and re-education and all this and a good world government and saying the private banks are free market and the scam they're running free market when it's not? And it's like, oh, you just aren't smart. You're just a lowly Christian. You just don't know. You just don't understand. You just can't even quite, you know, it's too advanced for you to understand. I'm like, no, I've seen this for 150 years out of the New World Order. And then I went and researched it more, and I mean, just for 2 hours. And that was researching about the first 20 minutes. It would take months to research every bit of it. And I mean, the more every door I knock down, it's just like the stench of New World Order is just absolutely off the charts. Before we end this segment, I want to tell you about one of our fine sponsors. That's Ecolo Blue. Great atmospheric water generator. Grabs 7.5 gallons on average a day out of the air and distills it. Then it goes through 5 filters. Reverse osmosis, UV light, on and on and on. Check out more at ecoloblue.com, ecoloblue.com, or give them a call at 866-585-4044, 1-866-585-4044, ecoloblue.com, atmospheric water generator for the home. If you forget the web address, there's a link up on Infowars.com. There are more than 360 comments in an article I posted, written by Chris White, up on Infowars.com. Zeitgeist Tooth, Theosophy, Socialism, and the New World Order. In the rebroadcast on the web, I detailed just some of the horrors we found. So I need to go back and say I thought they were nice guys and were just misguided in some ways, using the hook of 9/11 and the banking system. And the implication, they're on there right now saying, oh, you're here for the banking system. No, it's a fraud, but it's not free market. I mean, look, I'm sorry. It's total Illuminati brainwashing, and I'm gonna counter it. It's over. Sorry, gloves are off now. Get ready. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I want to tell you about 2 other quick sponsors. I'm going to hit some final financial news. Obviously, eFoodsDirect.com, the best long-term storable foods company. They are the longest continually operating. Great folks, freeze-dried and dehydrated. Stores for more than 10 years in climate-controlled. 10 years in your attic or unclimate-controlled area like your garage. You know, where I'm keeping mine, don't have room in the house. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. with everything happening, you're insane if you don't get prepared. And then, of course, just a huge sponsor we're so proud to have, NewVitality.com. Again, another mainline vitamin mineral company that only has well-researched vitamins and minerals and other herbs that are known to have nutritive effects. Things like their high-powered 30 ingredients, but the main one is concentrated aloe vera, aloes, colon, and body cleanse. Call and check into that, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056, or Super Beta Prostate. Men over 40, 45 really need to be taking Sol Palmetto, but this is a bunch of other herbs known, even medically proven, to have a lot of really good effects on the prostate. 1-800-569-4056, Super Beta Prostate, or the website newvitality.com. They have hundreds of great products there. Okay, man, I got to a lot of financial news right at the start of the show, but then I got off into Zeitgeist Addendum, which I shouldn't even have talked about until I deeply researched it, and now I did a little bit more. My God, is it horrible. Very, very hardcore, very, very serious. And again, if you don't know, you'll find out coming up in the next hour. I know I'm a feeble brain, and I love people, you're a feeble brain, you can't even consider what we're saying. You're bashing all these religions, and then your theophic society, Messiah is the one in the movie. global messiahs, global governments, re-education, eradicating the classes. All right, I'm already getting off into it. That's coming up in the next hour. But on the subject of the economy, oh, by the way, we just have some huge guests coming up next week. I'm just going to leave it at that. You're going to hear some really big guests on this show. What's up, Paul? Paul's smiling. He's excited, too. Hey, everybody knows when I say huge guest, I mean it. Some really big guests next week, and we'll continue to track everything that's happening. I have so much Zeitgeist stuff in here, and I'm digging around looking for my financial stuff. Great story from Infowars.net by Steve Watson. Total bailout cost heads towards $5 trillion already, and then he lists the $5 trillion bailout, as we told you 3 weeks ago, but now detailed. They've already spent over $2 trillion of the $5 trillion. Dow Jones bloodbath mirroring 1929. Bottom should be around 27% lower than it is now. That's just coming out of CNBC reports there. Great report from Henry McCow. Illuminati bankers seek revolution by economic means. We're going to have depression and hyperinflation. A great story here from George Washington blog. Fire ice. Are we headed towards hyperinflation or deflation? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they can prop the stock market up, and I doubt they'll be able to do that. The point is, the hyperinflation is what is going to be devastating. And they've killed number two in Al-Qaeda for the third time, but they're not retracting any of the other killings of him before. That's up on Infowars.com. We're out of time. That's it for the live transmission. Great job with the crew, the sponsors, the affiliates. We'll be back on the web right now at Infowars.com. Oh, and by the way,
thank you for listening.
For web listeners, I'm going to keep going a little bit here, John. We now have the free archives up on Infowars.com. So you can listen how you want, when you want, not just by subscribing to the podcast, but we've got about a month up there so far. We're going to post like 3 years backdated up there. Just we have to laboriously go through and do that. So that's happening as well. Okay, that's it. Even on the internet stream, we will now leave you. God bless you all.